Coming at you live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in beautiful Jupiter, Florida. It's the opener of a six-game series between the first-place St. Lucie Mets and your Palm Beach Cardinals. Good evening, everybody. Brian Loftus here with you, joined alongside my main man, Walter Works. How we doing tonight, partner?
Oh, a beautiful night here in Jupiter. Perfect for some baseball, Brian. So happy to be here.
Overcast skies here at the Dean, not a sun-soaked field like we've been accustomed to throughout the month of April. I thought April showers were supposed to bring May flowers, but they brought the clouds so far tonight as we're getting set for baseball here. The St. Lucie Mets come into tonight's ballgame 7 games over .500. Good for a 14-7 record, first place in the Florida State League East Division. They hold a 3-game lead over the Jupiter Hammerheads in the East. 7-3 over the last 10 of the Mets, winners of three straight. However, just a game under .500 on the road so far this season, posting a 4-5 record. The Mets head into town coming off a solid series last week that saw them take 5 out of 6 against the Daytona Tortugas, including the last three over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. St. Lucie comes in with the best record in the Florida State League, a game better than the Bradenton Marauders out west, who post a 13-8 record. It'll be a tough task for the Palm Beach Cardinals this week as the Mets come in with a plus 26 run differential, best in the league, the second most runs scored as a club with 95, and tied for the fewest runs allowed with just 69. So you're saying there's a chance. Speaking of your Palm Beach Cardinals, the Redbirds come in 3 games under .500 so far on the season, a 9-12 record on the year, tied for last in the 4-team Florida State League East Division. They come in 5 games back of the St. Lucie Mets in the East. Cardinals 4-6 over their last 10. However, 7-5 home record, 2 games over .500, as they are coming off a 6-game split last week against their hometown rival, Jupiter Hammerheads. That was dominated mostly by pitching for the most part. The two teams combined for just 35 runs in the 6-game series. Yes, the two teams combined for just 35 runs in that 2-game series. So it was either dominant pitching or a lack of hitting. Palm Beach outscored by Jupiter in that series. Excuse me, Palm Beach outscored Jupiter by a margin of 20-15 in that 6-game set. Redbirds come into tonight's ballgame hitting just .205 as a club, ranking them 9th in the 10-team Florida State League, while the pitching staff comes in ranked in the middle of the pack at 5th, posting a solid 3.39 ERA. We'll see if the pitching staff can keep the hot-hitting Mets stifled in this series. And it's going to start with tonight's right-hander, Enohan Paniagua. The right-hander out of the Dominican Republic comes in 6'1", 148 pounds, is the 22-year-old, looking for his first win on his 2022 campaign. 0-1 record, a 2.14 ERA in 4 starts so far with Palm Beach. 21 innings pitched, just 5 earned runs allowed, giving up 13 hits. Striking out more than a batter per inning, 28 strikeouts to 5 walks in his 21 innings pitched by Paniagua. Opponents hitting a meekly 171 off the right-hander. He made his last start back on April the 27th here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium against the Jupiter Hammerheads. Paniagua took the no decision, giving up 5 innings pitched on just 2 earned runs, striking out 6 and walking 2, allowing just 5 hits. He's going to be opposed by the right-hander for the St. Lucie Mets, Robert Colina, the 21-year-old Venezuela product, coming in 5'11", 175 pounds, making his first start of the 2022 season here with St. Lucie. We saw him briefly last year with St. Lucie, posted some good numbers in 6 games, 5 of those being starts. Colina posted a 3-1 record, a 3.18 ERA in just over 28 innings pitched. He allowed 27 hits while striking out 27, walking 12, and opponents hit .248 off the right-hander Robert Colina for the St. Lucie Mets. We're getting some new scoreboards here at the Dean, Walter. It's looking pretty promising.
Very exciting. I'm super excited about that. They put a lot of work into it. We got a little mini scoreboard there to the right, keeping us in check there, so that's nice to see. But yeah, Brian, a lot of stuff going on at the Dean. Coming off of an exciting weekend, right? We just got over Star Wars night here. Cardinals coming through with a walk-off win to close that series there. And then Sunday, a close game, a defensive battle with the Hammerheads. You know, they couldn't pull that one through. And then now tonight, starting a big-time series, I think.
It should be a good one here. Yeah. We're going to send you down to field level for first pitch, a national anthem. We think. No fans in the crowd tonight, just scouts and family members here on this Tuesday night at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Glad you're joining us, Brian Loftus and Walter Works with you here as we're going to get you set for our starting lineups as the managers have exchanged lineup cards. Robbie Robinson for the St. Lucie Mets and Gary Kendall for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Calling balls and strikes tonight will be Chad Westlake. He's behind the dish. Trey Ward is the umpire along the base paths. For the first place St. Lucie Mets, leading things off will be Alex Ramirez. He's out in center field. Stanley Consigura is the left fielder. He's batting second. In the three spot over at shortstop is Shervin Newton. William Lugo is in the cleanup spot. He's over at third base. Carlos Dominguez gets the start out in right field. He's batting fifth. The designated hitter for the Mets tonight is Justin Guerrera. He's batting sixth. Raul Barrasierta is over at first base, batting seventh. The catching duties go to Drake Osborne. He is batting eighth and rounding out the lineup. For Robbie Robinson, St. Lucie Mets will be Junior Tillian making his first start of the season. He's at second base and batting ninth with the right-handed pitcher Robert Colina out on the mound. Once again, that's Ramirez, Consigura, Newton, Lugo, Dominguez, Guerrera, Barrasierta, Osborne, and Tillian. For your hometown Palm Beach Cardinals, leading things off will be Ramon Mendoza. He's over at second base. Tyler Reichenborn gets the start out in left. He is batting second. Batting third and playing third will be Osvaldo Tobal, and he's over at third base. In the cleanup spot will be Jeremy Rivas over at shortstop. Catching duties go to Wade Stouse. He's batting fifth. Brady Whalen batting sixth over at first base. Hansel Otamendi is the right fielder batting seventh. Ryan Holgate will be the designated hitter batting eighth, and rounding out the lineup batting ninth will be Adonson Cruz out in center field. We are getting set for baseball here, Walter.
That's right, Brian. And there we go. Paniagua, right? Starting the game for the Cardinals, man. He is looking to get things going for them, rocking a 2.14 ERA. Here comes the windup.
Ooh. First pitch grounded sharply through the hole in between first and second into right field for a base hit.
Already some offense, Brian, there.
Jumping all over that first pitch fastball right there. Leadoff base runners aboard. That'll bring up Stanley Consigura to the plate.
Didn't even let me get to it, but nope. Alex Ramirez with a 329 average just boosted that up. He already had one home run on the season there, starting things off with a base hit. Very nice for the St. Lucie Mets.
Consigura coming in, playing his 20th game here with the St. Lucie Mets. He bats from the right-hand side. The first pitch, jumping all over. It's flared into shallow right center field. This will dunk in for a base hit. Putting the brakes on at second is Alex Ramirez. And back-to-back singles to start things out on just two pitches.
Oh, man. Cardinals, not the way they wanted to start the game. Not the way Paniagua wanted to get things going here. But we'll see what they can come up with, right? Runners on first and second, though, with the Mets threatening. Not ideal for the Cardinals.
The Mets outscored the Daytona Tortugas 31-17 in their six-game series last week. Mets took five out of six from Daytona. as Shervin Newton steps into the box.
Yeah, the Mets coming in, winning their last three.
Newton bats from the left-hand side. Paniagua set high at the shoulders the first pitch. He shows bunt, gets it down third base side. Backhanded stab by Paniagua, throws a strike over to Brady Whalen over at first for the 1-3 putout.
Yeah, he's got some speed, but not enough there. Paniagua all over it. A nice routine throw to first, right in time.
Walter and I would love to hear from you folks on Twitter at RDC Broadcast. Give us a shout-out. Love to know any of your kids are playing out on the field. Tell us who you're listening to. Tell us where you're listening from. Love to give you a shout-out on the air, as that'll bring up William Lugo to the plate, batting 231 on the season. He'll take the first pitch slider, misses down and away for ball one.
Yeah, 231, he's definitely got some pop at that bat, batting in that important cleanup position there. We'll see if he can get something going here for the Mets early on.
It's kind of weird to see them take a pitch finally. The 1-0 snaps off a breaking ball on the inner half. Count runs even at 1-1.
Yeah, Brian, they've been aggressive, but it's worked for them, right? I mean, they've taken what they've gotten, and they've made it work, taking advantage of everything.
There's a reason they're in first place, that's safe to say.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The 1-1 swing and a miss, looked like a cut fastball right there at 92. Lugo quickly down in the count, a ball and two strikes. Paniagua trying to get out of a first-inning jam here.
Yeah, with just one out, and Dominguez
looming on deck.
Oh, yeah.
The 1-2 runs inside. It jams him, fouled right off the shoe tops as it trickles down the first baseline. Lugo, the 20-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, went 4-for-21 last week against the Daytona Tortugas. He has two men in scoring position. The 1-2, swing and a miss.
Big swing and a miss there, and a punch out, a much needed strikeout for Paniagua, Brian. Wow.
Now the infield can relax a little bit, play back on the dirt here with two outs, as that'll bring up the dangerous Carlos Dominguez to the plate.
Yeah, one big hit here, or just one hit period, and it'll put the Mets on the board here. So Dominguez well aware of that, trying to make something out of this inning here.
First pitch, breaking ball, misses down and away. Dominguez, five homers, 15 RBIs already.
Wow.
Here in his early 2022 campaign.
Yeah, so he's been feeling it, to say the least. And with runners on second and third, definitely a way to pile that on here.
The 1-0 broken bat. This one's driven out to shallow left field. Coming in is the left fielder, Tyler Reichenborn, and he will make the catch for the final out to retire the side here in the top half of the first. You know how Paniagua gets out of a jam? We're going to the bottom half of the first here at the Dean.
To learn more, a message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
back here in the bottom half of the first. Enohan Paniagua escapes a jam. The first two base runners reached for the St. Lucie Mets. Ramon Mendoza will lead things off. He'll take the first pitch high and inside for ball one. Mendoza, followed by Tyler Reichenborn and Osvaldo Tovalin, due up this half inning. The 1-0 misses down and away.
Yeah, Mendoza trying to get the Cardinals to a hot start here. Mets threatening.
2-0 right down Main Street.
Last time around, but Cardinals playing just good enough to keep things in check here. So we'll see what the Cardinals have on the offensive side, Brian.
What do you think of the pitch clock? What are your thoughts?
Let's see what we got here.
2-1, fouled straight back.
Listen, it hit the news cycle, right, like a week ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a big debate about it, and I think it's good for the game. You know, I do.
I was impartial to it at first, but I saw how everybody just seems to be in more of a rhythm right now.
Yeah.
As the pitch clock hits 3, Kalina winds on the pitch. Swung on, jammed him, foul down the first baseline, just above the bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 78 degrees here, overcast skies at the Dean as the lights are already on. Shadows not a factor out on the field. Kalina out of the windup, the 2-2. Tried to check his swing. Did he go around? No go, says Trey Ward, the base umpire, standing along the first baseline. The payoff pitch. Misses a little bit low. It caught the plate.
Oof.
Mendoza will take first on the close call. Drake Osborne tried to frame it for home plate umpire Chad Westlake. He does not get the call. That'll bring up Tyler Reichenborn to the plate. Reichenborn had a hot series against Jupiter last week. 9-for-23 with 5 RBIs. He's coming in working on a 5-game hitting streak. Kalina set at the belt the first pitch. Jams him. This one skied first base side. Barisierta is going to give this a look, and he will give up on it as it goes 8 rows deep into the stands.
Not only did Reichenborn do his thing on the offensive side, he had a great defensive series, Brian.
Middle infield at double play depth. The high set by Kalina comes down to the belt. And the 0-1. Tries to snap off a breaking ball. It misses high in the zone. Counts even at 1-1. Mendoza over at first base. 2-for-3 in stolen base attempts so far this season. The slide step, the 1-1, fouled back into our right.
Yeah, Reichenborn making some contact there, Brian, but not enough yet. Count now 1-2. The windup here.
Kalina comes set. The 1-2. Breaking ball grounded. Foul down the third baseline. And Tyler coming into tonight's ballgame hitting 250 so far in the season. Playing in his 20th game here with Palm Beach.
Yeah, with Tavalin on deck and no outs here. And can only imagine Reichenborn wants to get on base.
Got a big hole in between first and second. Barisierta holding the runner close. The 1-2 fouled back off the netting.
Yeah, Reichenborn making some contact here almost on every pitch. So you can tell, Brian, next step is either getting this ball in play or not enough. Let's see what happens.
Already 12 pitches for Robert Kalina. Nobody out here in the bottom half of the first. And he's going to make him work. The 1-2 fouled back into our right. He's playing spoiler here at the plate.
Another foul tip here.
It's funny, all these balls that go into the stands on a Tuesday or a Sunday. It takes a while for these people to recover these souvenirs. The 1-2 yet again. Breaking ball fouled at the plate as it dribbles just to the side of the Mets dugout along the third base side.
It's like a chess match over here. Nobody's giving in. Another foul ball.
Reichenborn very pesty at the plate right now for Robert Kalina's liking. They'll do the 1-2 yet again. Breaking ball, grounded, foul down the third baseline. 8 pitches he's seen so far in this at-bat for Tyler Reichenborn.
Well, won't you look at that. Another foul ball, Brian.
Kalina working quickly. Pitch clock at 10. He comes set at the belt. And the 1-2. Fastball. Beautiful pitch on the outside edge. Freezes Reichenborn. Not much you could do with that one.
No, that was a big-time pitch by Kalina. Caught that corner of the plate. Wow. Bringing the heat.
That's what you call painting the outside edge right there. 9-pitch at-bat for Reichenborn. Sure, he's unhappy with the strikeout, but he's certainly racked up the pitch count for the starting pitcher, Robert Kalina. That'll bring up Osvaldo Tuval into the plate. He bats from the left-hand side the first pitch. Tried to check his swing, but it's ruled a strike nonetheless.
Man, Kalina has had a couple really nice pitches here.
Seems like he's getting his fastball. We're waiting for the radar gun to come back, so we're just going to guess for the most part. But that was around 95, it looked like. The 0-1, this one's flared into left center field. It'll split the gap, and it'll go all the way to the wall. Heading into third is Mendoza. He's being waved around. The throw will come into the cutoff man. No throw to home. It's an RBI double for Osvaldo Tavalin, and the Redbirds out to an early 1-0 lead here in the bottom half of the first.
Yeah, Tavalin batting around close to 300 for the season. He already has a home run on the year, and he's got some pop at that bat, Brian. Showed there with that double, right, with the RBI, and now a 1-0 lead for your Cardinals.
Good way to start off, as the offense was really anemic in their series against the Jupiter Hammerheads, only putting up 20 runs in that six-game series. They're off to a 1-0 lead here on Tavalin's fifth double of the season, RBI number 15. As the first pitch to Jeremy Rivas, breaking ball, caught a strike on the outside edge.
Very anemic. I like that one.
Rivas coming in working on a 4-game hitting streak. He bats from the right-hand side. Kalina set at the belt, checks the runner at second. The 0-1. Breaking ball, he lays off, down and away. The ripe age of 19 years old, Jeremy Rivas out of Venezuela.
Yeah, he had a couple good moments in the last series with Jupiter.
Off to a good start, hitting 275 here with Palm Beach Cardinals. That's interesting right there. A ball comes in from the bullpen mid-pitch.
The catcher let that one go by.
Pitch is ruled a strike. I think Rivas kind of froze at the play because everybody was like, yeah. Hey, stop, ball coming in from the third base side. As number 43 for the Mets warms up along the third base side, count is 1-2. Ooh. And the 1-2 breaking ball sails over the head of Rivas. Held on to by Drake Osborne. Counts 2-2 here with one out.
Cardinals getting off to a fast start. They know how the standings look, and this is a big-time game for them here.
2-2, chopper to the shortstop on two hops. Easy play for Shervin Newton. He'll throw down to Barisierta for the 6-3 putout. Moving down to third on the play is Tavalin here with two outs.
Yeah, Cardinals now have Tavalin on third with two outs. And like I was saying,
productive ground out right there.
Yeah. And the Cardinals know, you know, just a couple of wins gets them back into this division race.
Still plenty of ball left. Righty on lefty matchup as Wade Stauss steps into the box. The first pitch. Right down Main Street for a called strike one looking. Well, they're racking up the pitch count so far early on against starting pitcher Robert Kalina, making his first appearance here with the St. Lucie Mets this season. Already 24 pitches here in his first inning of work. The 0-1 fools him on a breaking ball, swing and a miss.
Yeah, he's had a nice mix of pitches, but the Cardinals have been able to jump on the ones that have been over the plate and good to hit, Brian.
The 0-2. Swung on, jammed him, fouled, third base side. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Giving you folks a little teaser about these new PSA commercials we have. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Well, ask and you shall receive, because we got some good PSAs for you guys coming up as the Cardinals are retired here in their bottom half of the first. But the damage has been done. They put up a run on an RBI double by Osvaldo Tavalin. 1-0 score.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the second. 1-0 Redbirds lead, getting set to face 6, 7, and 8 in the order for the St. Lucie Mets. Justin Guerrero will lead things off. Inohan Paniagua winds and delivers, starts him off with a breaking ball right over the heart of the plate, looking for a called strike one. The 0-1. Another breaking ball. This one misses down and away. Well, the Mets jumped all over Paniagua. The very first two pitches, back-to-back singles. In the first, this ball's crushed out to left, hit deep into the night. Going back is Reichenborn, to the track, to the wall. He leaps, and this ball's gone. Solo home run by Justin Guerrero. His first of the year, RBI number 9, and this ball game's tied at 1 here in the top half of the second.
Tied at 1, Brian. The Mets responding exactly the way they needed to. Now this game is anybody's game, and look. The Mets, that's why they're in first in this division. They know what to do when it has to be done.
They jumped all over that one. Paniagua got a little bit too much of the plate. That'll bring up the first baseman, Raul Barrasierta, to the plate. First pitch fouled straight back to the screen.
What a shot. What a home run.
Now, Reichenborn did all he could do. He climbed the wall out there and left. The 0-1 misses upstairs.
Yeah, that's about 330-something feet. Over to left field. A big shot.
Just left of that 355 light pole out there in left center field. Paniagua out of the windup. And the 1-1. Jammed him. This one skied out into shallow right center field. It's going to be a tough play for Otamendi. He's racing over, and he won't be able to get there as it drops into the Palm Beach Cardinal bullpen along the first base side. I don't think too many people in the crowd are going to be saying Ayo tonight. But we certainly will. As Barrasierta gets his lumber back and steps back into the box, counts 1-2. Paniagua delivers. Breaking ball chopped at the plate, and it is foul. Raul coming in working on a 7-game hitting streak here with the St. Lucie Mets, the 22-year-old out of Venezuela, quickly down in the count, a ball and 2. The 1-2, roped out of the stadium, hopefully away from my car down the third baseline.
Wow, that was a rip.
Wonder what the exit velocity was on that one.
Yeah, the Mets definitely making some serious contact on this ball. I mean, that one was foul, but...
1-2. This one's driven out of the stadium, first base side. So he's.
Well, I hope Michael. That's looks like where I parked.
Barrasierta getting some target practice in on the vehicles outside the stadium. The 1-2. Breaking ball looks filthy right there. Way out in front is Barrasierta.
Nice pitch.
Second strikeout of the evening for Inohan Paniagua. One out here in the top half of the second. That'll bring up the catcher, Drake Osborne, to the plate. Osborne had a nice series last week, going 5-for-15 with a homer and 6 RBIs against Daytona. He bats from the right-hand side. The first pitch just misses, not by much, on the outside edge. Stauss tried framing it for home plate umpire Chad Westlake. The 1-0. This one misses down and away. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes.
The Cardinals have won 7 of their 9 games here at Roger Dean.
2-0 fastball called a strike on the outside edge.
So that's good news for them.
7-5 home record here.
Yeah, and they've only won 9 games in the year, so they love playing at home, apparently.
This one's chopped foul into the dugout of the St. Lucie Mets. Yeah, a little home cooking. You can't go wrong with that.
No, and you know, they're hoping to get a quick start, quick jump on this series.
2-2. Swung on. Dropped third strike. Wasn't foul tipped. The throw down to first is in time as Drake Osborne is questioning Chad Westlake, wondering if he foul tipped that ball, but he did not. K2-3 put out. If you're scoring at home, 18, two outs here in the top half of the second.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a great series to watch. It's going to show us if the Cardinals are going to threaten any way in this division.
Mm-hmm. The first pitch to Junior Tillian misses high and wide for ball one. It's almost a chance to gauge where they stand in reference to the St. Lucie Mets, I guess you could say.
Yeah, a nice little temperature check.
The 1-0 misses wide. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes. 1-1 score. We're in the top half of the second. The 2-0 pitch grounded up the middle. It's going to be a tough play as it goes right over the second base bag and into center field for a base hit.
Nice hit there, Brian.
Well, Junior Tillian batting 1,000 now on the season. The second baseman out of the 9-hole making his first start here with the St. Lucie Mets. Now 1-for-1. That'll flip it over to the top of the order and Alex Ramirez to the plate. Ramirez had a tough series against Daytona, going 4-for-26. He did have 5 RBIs in the series. However, he bats from the right-hand side. The first pitch, healthy cut, swing and a miss.
Big swing there.
And he's not going to be cheated on any pitches. We saw him start the ballgame jumping all over that first pitch fastball for a single.
Well, like you mentioned, the last series didn't go great for him.
Pickoff throw to first, back by the hair on his chinny chin chin right there is Junior Tillian.
Playing aggressive defense there. The Cardinals letting that runner know.
Tillian out to a big lead over at first. The high set by Paniagua. The 0-1 fastball misses wide.
Well, he's definitely got some speed at first, Brian, so they got to watch out. But Paniagua doing a good job, you know, keeping him in check thus far.
The 1-1. Swung on this one's flared into right field. That'll drop for a base hit. Going first to third on the play is Tillian. The throw will come in. A little backdoor throw, almost picking off Ramirez at first, but it comes into home plate. It'll put runners at the corners, and Ramirez 2-for-2 so far early on in just 2 at-bats.
Yeah, and you mentioned, getting a great early start to this series, contributing to the offense the first time around. He's looking for redemption this series. What a base hit.
Yeah. Not trying to do too much with it, just serving it out there into right field. That'll bring up Stanley Consigura to the plate. He bats from the right-hand side here with 2 outs. Paniagua trying to escape damage again here in his second inning of work. Runner goes, the throw comes down to second even before the pitch is thrown, and Ramirez is caught stealing. 1-4 on the play. He tried to get a big jump right there. And Consigura will start the inning off as Ramirez is picked off at second base. We're headed to the home half of the second. 1-1 score. Brian Loftus, Walter Works on the Palm Beach Cardinal Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the second. 6-7 and 8 due up for the Redbirds. Brady Whalen followed by Hansel Otamendi and Ryan Holgate due up here this afternoon. Brady Whalen making his Palm Beach Cardinal debut this season. The 24-year-old out of Vancouver, Washington. Played 11 games here at Palm Beach last year. Batted 275. He bats from the left-hand side. The first pitch from Kalina misses wide for ball one. Walter and I would love to hear from you folks on Twitter at RDC Broadcast. Give us some love as the 1-0 comes in, swinging a miss. Love to get some banter going on with the Palm Beach Cardinal fans. We know you're listening. Don't be shy.
Yeah, chime in. Let us know what's up. We'll give you a shout-out.
The 1-1 breaking ball never broke. Misses wide. Counts two balls and a strike. Left side of the infield shaded up the middle. Outfield playing straight away. The 2-1 grounded to shortstop on two hops. Charging in is Newton. He's going to have to hurry. The throw comes in time. 6-3 put out for the first out to start things out here in the bottom half of the second.
Yeah, nice play there. Nice throw right in time. Routine play for the Mets. And Kalina's looking for a quick inning, right, Brian? We're looking at almost 30 pitches here. It's the second inning. He's had some good stuff.
He got roughed up a little bit. I don't want to say roughed up in the first, but they racked up the pitch count as the first pitch to Otamendi comes down the heart of the plate for a called strike one. Yeah, Tyler Reichenborn had a 9-pitch at bat back in that first.
If he gets a quick inning here and there, though, he can stick around. He's had the stuff.
The 0-1 fastball sails high. His pitch count was getting up in that first to the point where the Mets had somebody warming up briefly down the third baseline. The 1-1 comes in. A little dribbler in front of home plate. Charging in is the pitcher, Kalina. He's going to make a low throw down to first. But Barisierta is able to pick it. 1-3 put out. Two up, two down to start things out in the bottom half of the second.
Yeah, Brian, Kalina there taking things into his own hands and getting that runner out. So two outs here in the top of the second. Bottom of the second.
That'll bring up Ryan Holgate to the plate. Arizona Wildcat product, second-round pick by the Cardinals last year. He bats from the left-hand side, the first pitch. Right down the middle for a ball. Holgate will certainly take that pitch. The 1-0. Same spot. This one is ruled a strike. Counts even at 1-1. Two outs, bottom of the second, 1-1 score. Kalina winds and delivers the 1-1. Breaking ball didn't really break too much as it misses off the plate wide. As we hit 7 o'clock here on the East Coast, glad you're joining us, Brian Loftus. Walter works here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. The 2-1. On the outer edge, call it a strike. Count runs even at 2-2.
Beautiful night here. For a great baseball game.
Yeah, not too humid, that's for sure. Wind blowing in from right field, the 2-2 pitch. High chopper off the plate. It's going to be a tough play for Newton. He's going to have to hurry. The throw to first is in time for the final out to retire the side here. In the bottom half of the second, no runs, no hits, no errors, none left stranded. We're going to the third here at the Dean, 1-1, St. Lucie and Palm Beach.
For protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the third. 2-3-4 due up for the St. Lucie. And that's Stanley Consagura back at the plate. Take the first pitch high and wide for ball one. And Consagura gets a fresh count at the plate as Alex Ramirez was picked off trying to swipe second off Paniagua to end the second inning. And the 1-0 misses high and inside. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes to Stanley Consagura. Singled back in the first. The 2-0 jams him in on the hands. This one's flared right off the netting along the first base side. Consagura, the 21-year-old out of the Dominican Republic, came in batting .284 on the season, up to .293 right now. 2-1, fouled straight back to the netting.
Yeah, he had to hit early on, and looking to get another one here. Very capable of it. He's got some pop.
Yeah, 2 pitches, 2 singles for the Mets to start out the ball game. The 2-2 breaking ball bounces in the dirt. Nice sliding block by Wade Stouse right there. Infield straight away, outfield straight away. The payoff pitch misses down and away. It's a leadoff walk issued to Stanley Consagura. That'll bring up Shervin Newton to the plate.
Now batting, number 20, shortstop.
So the Mets now with a runner on first. And Newton batting .303 on the year, Brian. So Mets threatening for sure.
They have a dangerous lineup, and Consagura over at first likes to try to swipe bags. However, he's just 1-for-4 so far on the season. First pitch fouled back to the netting.
Yeah, we were talking about it during break that these Mets, they're as good as it gets, right?
From
timely hitting.
Top to bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's down here in the Florida State League or even at the major league level. The 0-1 runs inside on the changeup.
Yeah, aggressive when they have to be. And they've made some serious contact here throughout the game.
Paniagua looking for a ground ball double play here. The 1-1 lined, a little humpback liner to the shortstop. Picks it off his shoe tops,
nice.
And they're going to double off Consagura, who strayed a little bit too far off first base. Jeremy Rivas catches it off the shoe tops on that humpback liner.
Yeah, Paniagua getting some great defensive help there.
A little help from his friends, I guess you could say.
Yeah, yeah, and in a time where it was very much needed.
That'll bring up the cleanup hitter, William Lugo, to the plate. First pitch, breaking ball, catches the outside corner for a called strike one looking. Lugo hitting .227 on the year.
Yeah, these Cardinals have played very good defensively lately, and they've kept that going.
Well, they just need the bats to come through. Like we mentioned during the pregame, they come in ranked 9th in the 10-team Florida State League. In terms of batting average, 2-hopper to shortstop. Backhanded play by Rivas. He's going to bobble it. Have to hurry. The throw to first is not in time. Rivas recovered nicely, but that little backhanded bobble probably prevented them from getting that out. Wonder how they're going to score that.
Listen, that was a good hit, Brian. You know, it could have gone either way. A couple seconds here or there, but the Mets now with 2 outs.
Carlos Dominguez.
Got a runner on first.
That'll bring up Carlos Dominguez to the plate. one of the league leaders in homers and RBIs here in the Florida State League. First pitch misses down and away for ball one. Five homers to go along with 15 RBIs.
Yeah, any team would love that.
Especially this early on in the season, just 17 games played with the St. Lucie Mets. The 1-0. Fastball misses high and away just above the letters. Dominguez 0 for 1 on the evening. He flew out to left to end the first inning. Had a pair of home runs against Daytona last week in that six-game series.
Yeah, what a great series for him.
2-0 misses down and inside. It's going to get away from Wade Stauss and go all the way to the backstop. Moving up to second is William Lugo. And the Mets have a runner in scoring position here with two outs. They went 14 for 50 with runners in scoring position last week against Daytona. Not a bad percentage right there.
No, not bad at all.
If I'm doing my math correctly, that's somewhere around 300. The 3-0 pitch misses inside. Four-pitch walk issued to Carlos Dominguez. And you know what? Not a lot of damage right there.
Yeah. Yeah, now with a runner on first and second.
Now batting
two outs.
Number 22, Justin.
Let's
Herrera.
See if Peñagua can get out of this. If he does, great. If he doesn't, man, he's going to regret that.
Oh, he's been playing with fire here, working in his third inning. Gotten out of James for the most part. The only blemish was that solo home run by Justin Guerrero back in the second. Speaking of Guerrero, he's going to jump all over the first pitch. Sky it behind home plate, first base side. Stauss will give this a look. And it'll drop just in front of us to our right.
Are we good here, Brian? Are we safe? That was pretty close.
I'll protect you. Don't worry. And a souvenir for the young lady right there.
Peñagua now approaching almost 50 pitches here.
29 strikes. The 19 balls, a little spinorama right there by the right-hander out on the mound. Gets William Lugo scampering back to second. Lugo at second, Dominguez at first. 1-1 score, we're in the top half of the third here with two outs. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball misses off the plate. Big hole along the right-hand side of the infield. Second baseman Mendoza creeping in, keeping the runner close. This one's fouled straight back to the screen. Guerrero, solo home run back in the second, his first of the season.
One and two the count here.
He does have a strikeout in eight straight ball games. Peñagua would like to make that nine right here.
Oh, yeah, Peñagua looking to get out of this one right now.
From the belt, the 1-2, breaking ball, he lays off. The deuces are wild, Walter. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two men on.
Yeah, it's been exciting, though, this far, and so far here. See what the Mets can do.
I'm yearning for these scoreboards to start working.
Yeah.
They're getting these set up within the next week or so.
Oh, that's good news. It's been a great test for my eyes here, trying to see what's going on. I think we're good, though.
The 2-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Mark at 9, dude. 9 straight games with a strikeout for Justin Guerrero. And Elheim Paniagua gets out of a jam here in the third. Two runners are left stranded. We're headed to the home half here. 1-1 between the Redbirds and the Mets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the third. 9-1-2 due up for your Redbirds. Adonsen Cruz, followed by the top of the order, Ramon Mendoza and Tyler Reichenborn, due up this half inning. Robert Colina back out for his third inning of work. The first pitch starts him off with a fastball at 94 on the outside edge, called a strike. It looked 94, right?
Yeah. I think you were spot on there.
Yeah.
I came up with 94.
The 0-1 chasing at a breaking ball down in the dirt. Cruz quickly down in the count, no balls and two strikes.
Yeah, Kalina's back out here, but the Mets are warming up a pitcher out there.
The 0-2 breaking ball jammed him, skied out of play, first base side. It looks like a left-hander warming up number 43 out there. Don't need the binoculars for that one. Except there's no 43 on the list. The 1-2 misses, excuse me, the 0-2 misses upstairs, counts 1 and 2.
It is 43.
Oh, sorry. Nathan Lavender.
There we go.
His favorite color is purple.
Beautiful. Works perfect.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Chasing up the ladder at the fastball. Third strikeout on the evening for starting pitcher Robert Colina. One out here in the bottom half of the third.
Nice pitch by Colina. Showing the Mets that he's still in it to win it, right? He's already at almost what? He's at around 43, 44 pitches, bringing the heat still.
And you wonder how long he's going to go. This is his first appearance on the season with St. Lucie. I'm sure he's on a pitch count.
Yeah, look, and it's the bottom of the third, so not the best, right? But good enough.
Mendoza at the plate. He walked and scored the lone run for the Cardinals back in the first. Fastball off the plate, called a strike. Mendoza disagrees, much to his chagrin. The righty winds in the 0-1. Swung on, this ball's flared into right field, right at Carlos Dominguez. Has to move in one step, and the right fielder will make the easy catch. Two up, two down to start things out here in the home half of the third.
Second out there, so Colina coming in may be able to get a quick inning of work here. Mets would love that.
We'll see if he comes back for the fourth. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Reichenborn at the plate, struck out looking in his first at-bat. However, it was a 9-pitch at-bat. He's going to rope this right over the second baseman's glove and into right center field for a base hit. Extend that hitting streak to 6 games for Tyler Reichenborn. He is aboard with a 2-out single here in the bottom half of the third.
Nice hit, Brian, by Reichenborn right there over the second baseman's head. Man, big timely hitting there. I mean, he's on first. We'll see what happens here. Maybe he'll threaten a steal. We'll see how Colina does here.
He's on first. Who's on second? What's on third? We'll be here all night.
All night, baby.
That'll bring a visit out to the mound by manager Robbie Robinson, and that pitch count comes up for Robert Colina as his night is over after just 47 pitches, 34 for strikes. He was able to pound the strike zone.
Yeah. And getting a round of applause there by some friends and family, maybe, right? The Mets bench there, appreciative of the work. So looks like a great first outing for Colina. I thought so.
I can't imagine the scouts would be cheering for him.
Yeah.
That'd be unprofessional, right?
No.
Our left-hander will come into the game for the St. Lucie Mets. It'll be the 6'2", 210-pounder, the 22-year-old Nathan Lavender. University of Illinois product, the Fighting Illini. 14th round pick by the St. Lucie Mets. Excuse me, by the New York Mets, I should say, back in the 2021 draft. So far on the season, Lavender making his 6th appearance here in tonight's ballgame. So far, so good. A 2-1 record, a 1.04 ERA. one save and one opportunity. 8 2/3 innings pitch, a small sample size early on, but he's only given up one earned run in those 8 2/3 innings of work. Ready for this? Struck out 16 batters in those 8 2/3 innings of work.
Wow. Wow.
Six walks allowed, opponents hitting 172 off the new left-hander out on the mound, Nathan Lavender.
That purple's working for him, huh, Brian?
Purple power. So you were telling me about your podcast. What's that all about?
Oh, it's the Sports Chatterbox. Thanks, Brian, for even mentioning it. We're on every day. Every day, sportschatterbox.com, on iHeartRadio, all your favorite podcast platforms. Check me out. We're talking a lot of basketball right now. You know, and baseball's been exciting since baseball's been back.
Oh, yeah.
From this level on, it's been very fun to watch. But, yeah, Brian, thanks for that. Sportschatterbox.com, guys. Check it out.
And we also got other social media ventures that we're dealing with here now, too. Our Twitter page at RDC Broadcast. People seem a little shy to give us a shout-out.
Oh, they'll wake up.
All you have to say is, hey, guys, listening from so-and-so.
Yeah.
Love the broadcast. Hate the broadcast.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think. Osvaldo Tavalin steps into the box, batting from the left-hand side. Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle, the first pitch. Jammed him foul just above our heads, off the roof, and away from our window.
Yeah, I heard that bang pretty loud there.
Tavalin, an RBI double in his first at-bat back in the first to give the Cardinals a 1-0 lead. It's 1-1 here. Two outs in the bottom half of the third. The 0-1 runner goes. This ball going opposite way, fouled into the St. Lucie Mets bullpen, and it has them scampering for dear life.
Yeah, and you kind of figured that Reichenborn's going to try to do something there at first with two outs. This game knotted at one. Everybody's going to try to take any opportunity to get a lead here.
Reichenborn 1-for-4 in stolen base attempts so far this season. He leads away from first. Lavender peers in, gets the one he wants from Osborne. He's set at the belt. The long set. Time is called. And now the count's 1-2 strikes as Lavender took too much time on the pitch clock as he violated that. You never want to violate the pitch clock.
And what happens if you do?
Well, you get a ball right there.
Is that what they did?
Yep. Counts 1-2 now, the pitch. Swung on, jammed him, fouled into the stands along the third base side.
Wow, talk about accountability. You don't want to do that again.
Nope. Now, I've noticed, too, sometimes they start the pitch clock a little bit too early before the guy's foot is on the rubber. So now he has to hurry. Pitch clock at 7. Coming set is Lavender. Pitch clock at 5. Now it's at 2, it's at 1, and here's the pitch. Breaking ball, skied, shallow right field, coming on as Dominguez. He has this one sized up, and he'll make the easy catch in shallow right field for the final out to retire the side here. In the bottom half of the third, no runs in the inning on just one hit, one left. We're going to the fourth here at the Dean, Brian and Walter on the Palm Beach Cardinal Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
And we're back here for the top half of the fourth at the Dean. 1-1 score. Inohan Paniagua getting set to face 7-8-9. Raul Barra-Sierta is going to ground this first pitch right up the middle into center field for a base hit.
Yeah, coming into this game batting 333, and he starts this inning off right where he left off, man. What a hit.
Well, he extends his hitting streak to 8 games right there, and we've noticed that a lot so far early on in this ballgame. Their first pitch swinging.
They are. They're being aggressive. I mean, this is a first-place team looking to show a team like the Cardinals that they're in charge of the division.
That'll bring up Drake Osborne to the plate. First pitch down and away. It's ruled a strike down in the zone.
13, catcher, Drake Osborne.
And it's been a game so far, Brian, right? That's what the Mets are trying to do, but the Cardinals have been able to match that.
Paniagua's going to have to hold serve here. The 0-1 right down Broadway for a called strike, too, looking. Osborne 0-for-1 on the evening. He struck out swinging back in the second. Middle infield at double play depth. Rivas and Mendoza pinched up the middle. Rivas a little bit more deep in the hole over at shortstop. The 0-2 just misses wide.
Yeah, 1-2 count now. No outs.
Paniagua's had base runners in every inning so far. As he's been able to work his way out of jams, the 1-2. Breaking ball. He hits it twice. Fouled at the plate. And then he slaps it back foul towards the backstop.
Should that count as 2 strikes?
Third baseman Tavalin close to the line over at third. First baseman Whalen holding the runner on Barra-Sierta. The 1-2. Slider misses off the plate.
Yeah, 2-2 the count now. Paniagua, we're almost at 60 pitches here, Brian. Nobody warming up in the Cardinals' pen, so they feel good about him.
58 pitches, 35 for strikes. The 2-2 will jam him as it's grounded foul down the third baseline.
He's had an efficient game. I've seen some good stuff here from Paniagua, and looks like Coach feels the same here.
2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out, runner at first. From the letters, the 2-2. Breaking ball, this ball is driven out to center field. Going back is Cruz, he has this one sized up in right center field. He'll make the catch shy, the warning track. A big first out here in the top half of the fourth.
Yeah, nice routine, pop up to center field, making the nice grab there. And the Cardinals getting the first out here defensively on the board. Paniagua looking to get out of this fourth inning without any damage.
He's making his 5th start of the season. He's gone 6 innings twice so far in his 2022 campaign. The first pitch to Junior Tillion misses down and away for ball one.
Yeah, just allowing over just a little bit over 2 runs a game. You know, he's been a good starter for the Cardinals.
The 1-0. Snaps off the breaking ball right over the heart of the plate. Freezes Tillion, counts even at 1-1. He's been very consistent so far this season. Has been Paniagua in his 4 starts. The most earned runs he's given up was 2 to this point. Both against the Jupiter Hammerheads. The 1-1. Fastball. Looked like he gripped that a little bit too tight as that sails wide.
And these are the games, Brian, where you want to see somebody like Paniagua really flourish and do well, right?
It's almost a learning curve for these young pitchers. Throwing their feet in the fire, so to speak. This ball is driven out to center field. Cruz going back and to his left. He's in right center field. He will make a running catch just shy. The warning track, nice job tracking that by Adonson Cruz.
Yeah, 2 nice catches by Cruz out there in center field. Nice hits too, right? Nothing short of long and hard, but nice hits there.
And this team's going to put the bat on the ball, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll bring up Alex Ramirez to the plate.
Absolutely, Brian. We've seen a lot of that.
Ramirez already 2-for-2 so far this evening, and he's going to swing for the fences. And Paniagua pulls the string on the curveball. Counts 0-1.
What a hack there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not shortchanging himself, that's for sure.
Not at all.
The 0-1. Ground ball, shortstop, backhanded play right there by Rivas. He's going to throw across the diamond. He's going to have to hurry. Not in time. A tough play deep in the hole by the shortstop, Rivas. He did all he could have done, but Ramirez is aboard with his third single in three at-bats tonight.
Yeah, three hits for Ramirez today. Very impressive, Brian, to say the least here. So he's on first. We got somebody, a runner on second there, and two outs. So the Mets trying to make some noise here.
Another chance for Paniagua to get out of a jam. He's gotten out of three jams so far in his first three innings of work. But here with two outs, he's got Barisierta at second to deal with. Ramirez over at first, bringing up Stanley Consigura to the plate.
Yeah, we'll see how Paniagua handles this.
In the first pitch, breaking ball, nice sliding block by Stauss to keep it in front of him. Consigura singled back in the first. He reached base with a walk in the third. Chance to put the Mets on top here in a 1-1 ball game in the top half of the fourth. Paniagua set at the belt, checks the runner at second to 1-0. Grounded sharply to third. Nice play by Osvaldo Tavalin. He'll step on the bag at third for the easy five unassisted put out. And it'll retire the side here. In the top half of the fourth, no runs, two hits in the inning, no errors, two left stranded. We're headed to the home half of the fourth, 1-1 score.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back here in the bottom half of the fourth at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium here in Jupiter, Florida. 1-1 score between the St. Lucie Mets and your Palm Beach Cardinals, the opener of this six-game series. Should be a good one as the St. Lucie Mets come in 14-7 record, first place in the Florida State League East Division. Cardinals trail them by five games, but they can catch up some ground here as we start this opener here tonight. Overcast skies, the lights are already on. 4, 5, and 6 due up for the Redbirds. Jeremy Rivas will lead things off, followed by Wade Stauss and Brady Whalen. Nathan Lavender back out for another inning of work. Lefty on righty matchup, the first pitch, swing and a miss. Rivas 0 for 1 on the evening, grounded out to short back in the first. The lefty winds the 0-1, pulls the string on a changeup. Rivas well out in front of that pitch. Quickly down in the count, no balls and two strikes to the shortstop, coming in working on a four-game hitting streak. The 0-2 misses low in the zone. Rivas lays off. The wind and the 1-2. Changeup on the inner half, backs Rivas off the plate. Osborne tried framing it for home plate umpire Chad Westlake. He does not get the call, and the count runs to two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 defensive swing, slaps at it, foul, right off the netting along the first base side as Rivas stays alive. Well, shout out, asking you shall receive, the real Vell on Twitter said, missed you guys broadcasting, been listening to the other teams for the past couple of weeks. As the 2-2 comes in, Rivas fighting to stay alive, fouls it right back to the netting. Yeah, we just do the home games here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, whether it's the Cardinals or the Hammerheads. We don't travel on the road with them. as much as we would love to, as the 2-2 comes in. Breaking ball jammed him in on the hands, going back as the second baseman, Junior Tillion, out in shallow right center field. He will make the catch for the P4 put out. One up, one down to start things out here in the home half of the fourth. That'll bring up Wade Stauss to the plate. Stauss struck out swinging to end the bottom half of the first. Lefty on lefty matchup. The first pitch starts him off with a breaking ball right at the hip. It breaks over the heart of the plate for a called strike one. Looking. Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle, the 0-1, swing and a miss, back-to-back breaking balls.
Big swing there.
We got some Twitter love, Walter.
Nice. That's good to hear.
Ask and you shall receive, that's all it is.
Yeah, it's still an early game here, guys. I know how it is.
The 0-2 breaking ball bounces in the dirt.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
Join the party.
What do you have to lose?
Join the party here at the team.
And get a shout out on the radio.
Yeah, I love it. Come on.
Now you're famous.
Exactly.
The 1-2. Right down Broadway for a ball. That must have missed a little bit low in the zone for the liking of Chad Westlake.
I mean, you got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Two balls, two strikes, one out the pitch. On the inner third, Stauss lays off and the count runs full. Couple of close pitches to take right there with two strikes.
Yeah, Stauss with a good eye there on that last one. Full count now.
The payoff pitch runs inside. Stauss will get the walk.
Lavender.
Three straight pitches, very close to take, but Chad Westlake did not like him.
Yeah, Lavender thought that one could have been called a strike. He wasn't too happy with that one, but regardless, we got a runner on first.
Kind of nibbling on the corners is Lavender out there.
Could have gone either way, I thought.
That'll bring up Brady Whalen to the plate. 0 for 1 on the evening. He also bats from the left-hand side. The first pitch grounded past the diving glove of the third baseman Lugo and into left field for a base hit.
Nice hit there. Right down that right side of the third baseman.
I was just about to say, William Lugo, the third baseman, probably playing 20 feet off the line over third.
He paid for it there.
And Brady Whalen gets his first hit of the season here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. He's now 1 for 2 on the evening. It'll put runners at first and second, bringing up Hansel Otamendi to the plate.
Yeah, Whalen putting that ball exactly where it needed to be placed. Great hitting there by Whalen.
Otamendi batting from the right-hand side, the first pitch. Gets fooled on the changeup, well out in front, swinging a miss.
So the runners now on first and second for the Cardinals with one out here.
Lavender set at the belt. The 0-1 misses down and away. Otamendi had a rough series against Jupiter last week, just going 1 for 13 against the Hammerheads.
Yeah, he's batting 154 now on the season. Still early, though.
Chance with a runner in scoring position here. The 1-1 bounces in the dirt. Nice block by Osborne. Yeah, Cardinals last week against Jupiter, 11 for 42 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, and I think, Brian, really that was the deciding factor in the series for them, and especially they had a lot of close games. You know, the game they won there during the weekend, that was off a walk-off, right, in 10 innings.
Yeah, they were shut out twice by Jupiter last week as the 2-1 comes in. Swung on off the end of the bat, fouled straight back to the screen.
Yeah, not the offensive explosion that you were hoping for. But a new series here, new beginnings.
Well, they showed they can capitalize because that game back on Wednesday night, they went 6 for 11 with runners in scoring position.
They did.
Which is pretty astronomical. The 2-2 bounces in the dirt. Nice eye by Otamendi right there.
Yeah, I think with the Cardinals, though, you want to start to see some consistency, start to see some identity. Maybe we'll get some of that going forward.
You hope the hitting lives up to the pitching because the pitching's been pretty solid so far this season early on. The 3-2, swinging a miss. Fastball on the outer third. Otamendi goes chasing probably at ball 4 right there.
Yeah. definitely there, and I think that's been part of Otamendi's struggles all season. You know, but Coach Gary Kendall sticking with him in this lineup.
I'll bring up Ryan Holgate to the plate.
Two outs now, Brian.
Lefty on lefty matchup. Big hole along the left-hand side of the infield. The first pitch misses down and away for ball one. Holgate 0 for 1 on the evening, grounded out to short back in the second.
Yeah, Lavender approaching 25 pitches.
He works from the belt. The 1-0. Right down Main Street for a called strike one, looking. One score. We're in the bottom half of the fourth here in Jupiter, Florida, between the Mets and the Cardinals here in the opener of the six-game series. The 1-1. Slider misses down and away.
Yeah, an exciting game so far, Brian. Don't forget to make it out here, guys. Starting tomorrow at the Dean.
We're going to have fans.
That's right. Always a great night of baseball here in family entertainment.
The 2-1, a little dribbler down the first baseline. This will trickle foul. Looks like number 7 is warming up for the St. Lucie Mets along the third base side. That would be Miguel Alfonseca.
Yeah, Lavender has done a pretty efficient job here, but now with runners threatening, you know, we got two outs here.
Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two men on. Lavender delivers, 2-2 misses wide. And the count runs full. Runners will be moving on the pitch.
Yeah, approaching 30 pitches here in one inning of work. Oof.
Yeah, he came in relief of starting pitcher Robert Colina, who made his debut in 2022 here with the St. Lucie Mets. The payoff pitch. Swung on, broken back, grounded right back to the mound. Fielding his position as Lavender, he's going to throw over to Barisierta for the 1-3 putout. And the side is retired here in the bottom half of the fourth. Redbirds turned away. We're headed to the top half of the fifth. 1-1 score between the Mets and the Cardinals.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the fifth. 1-1 score. Inohan Paniagua back out for his fifth inning of work. Looked pretty solid so far to this point.
Yeah, looks solid. You know, he's kept the Cardinals in this game.
Escaping trouble.
Yeah, he's being rewarded for that.
Getting set to face the heart of the order. 3-4-5. The first pitch to Shervin Newton. Swinging a miss at the high fastball.
Almost 70 pitches for Paniagua, but, you know, keeping him in the game.
The 0-1 two-seam fastball starts at the hip, comes right back over the heart of the plate. Newton quickly down the count, no balls and two strikes, and Paniagua working very quickly. The 0-2 misses upstairs.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get these batters out of rhythm. I mean, because they've come hard, and they've come hard early.
At the same time, I think Paniagua's trying to stay in rhythm, too.
Yeah.
The 1-2. Breaking ball called. Third strike. It freezes Newton.
Nice pitch. That's his fifth strikeout of the game, Brian.
Five strikeouts to go along with two walks, and he retires the leadoff man for the first time in this ballgame.
Yeah, and the Cardinals not warming anybody up, trusting Peñagua here with this fifth inning of work.
That'll bring up William Lugo to the plate. He'll take the first pitch on the outer third for a called strike one looking. Lugo 1-for-2 on the evening. He singled in his last at-bat back in the third. The 0-1 breaking ball, swing and a miss, and Peñagua is certainly in rhythm right now.
Yeah, Peñagua looking good.
That pitch clock is barely even getting to 5 seconds before he's ready to deliver. The 0-2 fastball on the outer third just misses. Lugo has new life.
That's right. Count now 1-2.
The 1-2. Fastball right at the letters right down Main Street, but it's ruled a ball.
Oof. 2-2 now the count.
Left side of the infield expecting to pull third baseman Tavallin probably 5 feet off the line over at third. The 2-2, he lays off a slider and the count runs full.
Full count now. So battling back.
Outfield playing straight away. Right side of the infield shaded up the middle. The 3-2 grounded to third. Perfect spot for Tavallin. Little two-hopper. He'll throw across the diamond. Hot corner to hot corner. 5-3. Put out two up, two down for Johan Paniagua to start his fifth inning off.
Yeah, nice routine play to Ballin. Able to take care of business. And out number two here for the Cardinals, Brian.
Perfect positioning over there at the hot corner.
Yeah, not 20 feet the other way.
That'll bring up the dangerous Carlos Dominguez to the plate. 0-for-1 with a walk tonight. The first pitch, he's going to jump all over it and foul it behind home plate. This will reach the stands. Well, it seems like he's coming out here in the fifth inning of work and just pounding the strike zone right now, up to 79 pitches, 49 for strikes, still no activity for the Cardinals in their bullpen. The 0-1 misses wide.
That's right, Brian. The Cardinals trying to get the most out of Peñagua. They feel like he still has some gas in the tank there.
The 1-1, swing and a miss. Filthy off-speed pitch, had Dominguez well out in front of that.
But you know gas is expensive nowadays, so why not use it up? Why not use it all?
Dominguez charging almost $5 per gallon on his fastball right here. He winds and delivers the 1-2 fastball. This ball's crushed out to left.
Oh.
Track, wall, gone. Dominguez gives the Mets a 2-1 lead here as he blasts it off the Miami Marlins clubhouse sign out in left field.
Oh, boy.
That was a no doubt about her.
Might be running out of gas there, Peñagua, because let me tell you something. That ball was smacked over the left field wall, Brian. Holy cow.
Well, he might have to go to diesel. That's the second home run given up by Peñagua so far this evening. And really the only two blunders of the evening, the home run given up to Dominguez, and then Justin Guerrero, who comes to the plate now, homered back in the second.
Wow, what a hit. What a home run. Here at the Dean, Mets now on top, 2-1.
In the first pitch, this ball's lined right to the glove of the second baseman, Ramon Mendoza. For the final out to retire the side, Peñagua almost has a 1-2-3 inning. Carlos Dominguez wanted nothing of that as he blasts a home run 400 feet out to left center field to put the Mets up 2-1. We're headed to the home half of the fifth here at the Dean.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the fifth. Nathan Lavender back out for another inning of work. Getting set to face 9-1-2 here in this 2-1 ball game. Solid five innings by Enohan Paniagua, Walter, but just two blemishes on his scorecard, I guess you could say.
Hey, and that's all it takes here in this beautiful game of baseball, but it's still early on, Brian. The bottom of the fifth inning, and the Cardinals now had their chance to even the score here.
Adonsen Cruz steps to the plate, 0-for-1 on the evening. First pitch, jumping all over it. He skies it foul, first base side. Cruz had a rough series against the Jupiter Hammerheads last week, just going 2-for-20 with 11 strikeouts in that six-game set.
Yeah, that was tough on him.
The 0-1. Backdoor breaking ball just misses on the outer edge. Counts even at 1-1. The 1-1. Healthy cut. Swing and a miss.
Count now 1-2.
Yeah, Cruz just batting 121 so far on the season. 8-for-66. 32 strikeouts in 66 at-bats. Make it 33 strikeouts in 67 at-bats as he's retired on a swing and a miss right there.
Yep, another rough going for Cruz there, Brian. But we're at the top of the order here.
It looks like one of those swings where you just got to cut down on your swing a little bit.
Yeah, maybe overthinking the swings there. But who knows? We'll hope he figures it out here.
We'll flip it back to the top of the order. Ramon Mendoza leading things off here with one out. The first pitch in for a called strike one. Mendoza 0-for-1 with a run scored so far tonight. He walked and scored the lone run for the Redbirds back in the first. Left side of the infield expecting a pull right here. The 0-1 runs inside at the knees. Counts 1-1.
Two to one Mets here.
The 1-1. Backdoor breaking ball skied out of the stadium, first base side. Did you park underneath a tree?
I'm hoping.
That's the key. See, what I usually park on the third base side, and I try to park underneath a tree. That way, if a foul ball is coming that way, the deflection might deaden the ball a little bit. The 1-2 called third strike on the inner half as it freezes Mendoza. Back-to-back strikeouts for Lavender. Two up, two down to start things out here in the home half of the fifth.
Throughout the season, Brian, I will be sure to pick your brain and find out exactly where to park.
Yep.
Because you never know. Sure seems like it.
I left the game not this past Sunday, but the previous Sunday, and there was a ball next to my car.
Oh, man.
Swinging a miss to Tyler Reichenborn. Counts 0-1. And I proceeded to do a 360 around my car. Let me just make sure nothing's...
Yeah, nothing good. Okay.
Everything, windows are good.
That's how you
no
know.
No glass is broken. No dead bodies. The 0-1 right down Main Street, and Lavender pounding the strike zone here in the fifth.
That's how you know you're getting good at it.
No balls, two strikes, two outs. Lavender winds on the pitch. Swung on a little dribbler, third base side. Lavender will field it. Throw across his body. Nice job fielding his own position by Nathan Lavender for the final out to retire the side here in order 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, two strikeouts in the inning for Nathan Lavender. We're going to do a little spring cleaning out on the field. We're headed to the sixth here at the Dean, 2-1 Mets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council. Wake up and text.
And we're back here in the top half of the sixth. Johan Paniagua back out for his sixth inning of work. Solid pitching performance so far, but the long ball has come back to bite him as he's getting set to face 7, 8, and 9. For the St. Lucie Mets, Raul Barrasierto will lead things off. The first pitch starts him off with a breaking ball, and it's ruled a strike on the outside edge.
That's right. Paniagua still in the game.
Yeah, one. Right down Main Street for a called strike, too. He's been pounding the strike zone, but a couple of these long swings by these Mets hitters are just a little bit too much to handle. The 0-2 tried to check his swing. Did he go around? No go. No appeal given. Count runs to a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 misses wide. Barrasierto 1-for-2 on the evening. Struck out in the second. Singled back in the fourth. Two-two. Breaking ball misses wide.
Yeah, Paniagua approaching 90 pitches, 5 strikeouts, pitching into the sixth here, Brian.
Payoff pitch. Swung on, fouled right off the ankle. As Barrasierto is going to need a minute to walk around home plate right now, and ankle's looking a little bit ginger right there.
Yeah, maybe needs a quick breather. Get himself together here for this full count.
Might see him with a shin guard next time he comes back to the plate.
Yeah.
Paniagua winds the payoff pitch one more time. Swung on, high chopper to second base, ranging over into the hole. Is the second baseman Mendoza. He'll throw down to Whalen for the 4-3 putout. One up, one down to start things out here in the top half of the sixth.
Nice pickup and throw there from Mendoza now to Whalen for the first out.
I can't imagine Paniagua going over the 100 pitch mark tonight.
No, it's been a great job by him and of a workload.
Keeping his team in the ballgame.
Yeah, what a workload.
First pitch fastball to Drake Osborne, the 8-hitter, misses upstairs for ball one. Walter and I would love to hear from you folks on Twitter at RDC Broadcast. We got ourselves a good one tonight, folks, as the 1-0 breaking ball snapped off beautifully on the inner half for a called strike one.
Yeah, the Cardinals keeping this game competitive against the first place Mets.
The 1-1. Grounded, slow roller to shortstop. Should be an easy play for Rivas. He charges in and throws across the diamond to Whalen. Back-to-back groundouts to start things out here in the sixth as Paniagua looking to match his season-long total of innings pitched. He's gone 6 innings twice so far.
Yeah, Brian, and he's at 90 pitches. You know, he's gotten 2 quick outs here, so still pitching very productive.
Edgar Manzo, number 27, warming up for the Cardinals along the first base side. First pitch to the 9-hitter, Junior Tillian, snapped off a breaking ball beautifully in for a called strike one. The 0-1. Back-to-back breaking ball as Tillian swings over the top. And Paniagua trying to get a 1-2-3 inning, probably in his final frame here in the sixth.
He's got 5 strikeouts on the
night. The 0-2 breaking ball, a defensive swing ground ball to first base. Whalen will field it, and he'll take it to the bag himself for the 3 unassisted putout. A beautiful job by Johan Paniagua, retiring the side in order here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, a 1-2-3 frame. He's through 6. We're headed to the seventh. Brian and Walter here on the Palm Beach Cardinal Radio Network.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym.
stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth here at the Dean, 2-1 score. First place, St. Lucie Mets lead your Palm Beach Cardinals, but we do have ourselves a good one, heart of the order, coming up for the Redbirds. Tavall and Rivas and Stouts, two of this happening.
That's right, Brian, bottom of the sixth inning.
And this crowd is getting rowdy right here. Get this music going.
A rowdy crowd indeed.
Dozens of people are on their feet. Lefty on lefty matchup to Tavall in the first pitch. Starts him off with a breaking ball on the inner half. Misses just inside for ball one.
Tavallin with a hit already in this game.
RBI double back in the first. The 1-0. Called a strike on the outside edge. Tavallin flew out to right in his last at-bat back in the third.
Yeah, he's been a provider, though, when the Cardinals get some offense going for sure.
The 1-1 jammed him, fouled straight back to the screen. He's been an even 300 so far on the season coming into this at-bat.
Yeah, the heart of that order, batting third, it's super important. Tavallin has been that guy for the Cardinals.
A team leader in RBIs with 15 so far through his first 21 games. Left side of the infield, shaded up the middle. Right side of the infield, expecting to pull Barrasier to the first baseman, probably 2 feet off the line over at first. The 2-2 is fouled at the plate. Look to catch a piece of Drake Osborne. He's not fazed, but home plate umpire Chad Westlake will jog out to the mound and give Osborne a second or two to get a breather, I guess.
Yeah, a nice little stroll on this beautiful Tuesday night in Jupiter at the Dean. Why not?
And correction counts, 1-2. Outfield shaded more towards right center. The 1-2 misses down and away. Walter and I would love to hear from you folks on Twitter at RDC Broadcast. I'm not sure if we mentioned that yet tonight. But yeah, RDC Broadcast, we'd love to give you folks a shout-out. Tell us who you're listening to, where you're listening from. 2-2, high chopper, right-hand side. It's going to be a tough play for Barrasierta. Flips to the pitcher covering at first, and he is out.
What a play there at first, Brian.
Lavender, the pitcher, covering the bag over at first. It was a high chopper. It was a bang-bang play.
That purple power, baby. Beautiful.
What athleticism, huh? And you saw Lavender kind of slip as he touched the first base bag. And I guess that's why the head athletic trainer and the manager, Robbie Robinson, will come out and check on Nathan Lavender over at first. He seems to be all right. Kind of lost his footing a little bit as he went to reach for the bag with his foot over at first base.
Doing whatever it takes to get that out indeed was Lavender. And maybe a little shaken up, right? He's going to do some practice pitches here, some warm-up throws to see if it feels good.
Oh, he seems fine. They're going to give him a couple warm-up pitches right there. He throws one right there, and he just throws gas right to the catcher.
And look, Lavender came in relief. He's already had 3 strikeouts. He's been very productive.
Oh, yeah.
So you know they want to keep him in this game.
He's kept the hitters off balance for the Palm Beach Cardinals here in this 2-1 game. He kicks the manager off the mound. He kicks the head athletic trainer off the mound. And Lavender back to work. Getting set to face Jeremy Rivas. First pitch fastball. Swing and a miss. Rivas 0-2 on the evening. Coming in working on a 4-game hitting streak. Looking to extend that here. The 0-1 slider right over the heart of the plate.
Yeah, still a lot of time to extend that hitting streak in this game, Brian, and it would mean so much at this point in the game.
The 0-2. Fastball skied out of the stadium, first base side. Yeah, Lavender just pounding the strike zone so far. 49 pitches, 33 strikes.
Impressive.
The 0-2. Swung on and grounded through the hole in between first and second into right field for a base hit. Rivas is a one-out base runner. He extends that hitting streak to five games. And the Cardinals are in business, as that'll bring up Wade Stauss to the plate.
Keeping the streak alive, Brian, and Rivas getting a nice hit there.
Well, a nice piece of hitting with two strikes right there. Not trying to do too much. Not trying to pull that ball. Just hit it where it's pitched.
And right now, that'll do for the Cardinals, right? Staying in the game, some timely hitting, getting some runners on base. Big hit. That's all it takes.
Big hole along the left-hand side of the infield. Pickoff throw to first. Rivas is back head first safely. Jeremy, 1-for-2 in stolen base attempts so far this season. He's over at first. Representing the tying run, action in both bullpens right now for the Mets along the third base side and the Cardinals along the first base side. The first pitch, skied out of play, third base side. That nearly killed a bird.
Yeah, the bird's got to watch out. We got to watch out. You know how it goes. Might bring a helmet next time here, but it's okay.
Lavender set at the belt. The 0-1 lays off the breaking ball high in the zone. Count runs even at a ball and a strike. 2-1 score. We're in the bottom half of the sixth. Brian Loftus, Walter Works here.
A great game on a beautiful night in Jupiter.
Yeah, I don't mind the overcast skies. I got to be honest with you. It's nice back standing over at first on the pickoff move as Rivas. Yeah, it's not humid. Got a nice breeze blowing
nice
in from
breeze.
Right field.
Nice breeze. It's not, you know, really, it's not a factor in the game.
It's certainly not for the Mets offense, who have two home runs out to dead left center field. They're hitting it right through the wind.
Oh, man.
2-1, this ball, broken bat, flared into right center field. This will drop in front of Dominguez, in for a base hit. Putting the brakes on at second is Rivas. Cardinals are in business here with one out, two base runners aboard. And that'll bring up Brady Whalen to the plate.
Yeah, nice hit there by Stauss. And super important here, Brian, now with runners on first and second and one out. So they're getting the hits that they need, not being overly aggressive. They've had a good eye, and it's kept them in this inning. And now Lavender going to have a talk with Coach here.
Looks like the pitching coach, Victor Ramos, will head out to the mound and try and come up with a game plan here as the Mets feeling threatened right now with two base runners aboard and one out in this 2-1 ball game.
Yeah, they're going to try to draw something up to get out of this inning, Brian, with one out, though, and runners on first and second. You know, a double play will end this thing quick, maybe a quick strikeout. We'll see what happens. Lavender, though, has pitched a good game this far with three strikeouts.
They run into a little bit of a jam here. In the home half of the sixth, right-hander warming up in the bullpen for the St. Lucie Mets. Try to get you a name and a number in just a moment. That'll bring up Brady Whalen to the plate. It might help if I look out of the binoculars in the right direction, you know what I mean? Whalen 1-for-2 on the evening. Singled in his last at-bat, the first pitch. Bounces in the dirt.
A little bit, maybe just a little bit, Brian.
He looks so far away down there.
He definitely does.
Oh, maybe I should turn the binoculars this way. All right.
We'll figure it out.
What a concept. They need instructions on these binoculars. From the belt, the 1-0. Breaking ball right over the heart of the plate. Freezes Whalen. Counts even at 1-1. Well, Edgar Manzo was warming up in the bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It looks like he sat back down briefly. He's probably all warmed up. Lavender deals the 1-1. Breaking ball nearly catches the shirt right there of Whalen.
Close, but no cigar. Just
a breaking ball right there. You almost figure maybe just lean into it.
Yeah, why not? Load the bases up.
A little Roger Dorn moment. Take one for the team. Big hole in between shortstop and third. Newton, the shortstop, keeping the runner close. Ground ball to third. This could be two. Stepping on the bag is Lugo over to third. The throw down to first is in time.
Nice.
For the 5-3 double play. Easy play for Lugo. A third steps on the bag and throws down to Barisierta for the 5-3 double play. Turning the Cardinals away. We're headed to the 7th. 2-1 Mets.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the top half of the seventh at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. New pitcher out on the mound will be Edgar Manzo, as Enohan Paniagua's night is done. Top of the order due up Alex Ramirez at the plate. He'll take the first pitch down and in for ball one. Edgar Manzo, 5'11", 181 pounds, is the 21-year-old out of Guadalajara, Mexico. Works from the belt, the windup, and this one's fouled straight back to the screen. Manzo appeared in his seventh game of the season. No record to his total right now. No wins, no losses. A 2.31 ERA. Allowed 10 hits in 11 and two-thirds innings pitched so far this season. The 1-1 driven down to right field. Going back is Otamendi. He won't be able to get it. It's going to one-hop off the wall. Heading into second is Ramirez. He's not stopping there. He's going to try for three. The throw comes in, and he is gunned down at third base. What a beautiful relay throw. Otamendi to Rivas, down to Tavalin. Your routine 9-6-5 put out on the play.
Wow, Brian, that was exciting. A hard hit baseball to the right fielder. You think he's got a shot at a double, no problem. He goes for a triple, and what a throw out at third. He's out of there.
Well, that's Ramirez's fourth hit of the night, and he tried to stretch it into a three-bagger. He gets the double on the play.
Testing his luck there.
Well, your routine, one batter, one out right there, is that'll bring up Stanley Consigura to the plate. He'll take the first pitch in for a called strike one.
Cardinals has had that defense working for him.
The 0-1 jammed him in on the hands, a little humpback liner. This will drop into shallow center field for a base hit. Consigura aboard with his second hit of the evening.
And it just goes to show you, Brian, that last play was so important for the Cardinals.
Absolutely.
Because now with this hit, that could have been another run. And that's the defense that has really kept the Cardinals in this game. I mean, that throw, they really tested the Cardinals there, and the Cardinals showed up.
Now, pitching and defense has been the backbone of the Palm Beach Cardinals so far this season. We mentioned during the pregame how their offense ranks ninth in terms of total batting average in the 10-team Florida State League. That'll bring up Shervin Newton at the plate. He bats from the left-hand side. The first pitch misses down in the zone for ball one.
Yeah, if the Cardinals can figure out their offensive struggles, I mean, their series, their record would be a lot different.
We might need Albert Pujols here for a rehab assignment. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Swinging a miss at the 1-0.
Why not? That would be nice.
Yeah.
We're going to try to figure it all out here, of course.
He'd be peppering that clubhouse out in left field right there.
Beautiful sun, palm trees. Come on.
The 1-1 bounces in the dirt. Nice block by Wade Stouse. He's having himself a good night behind the dish tonight.
Yeah, he's been calling a good game, Brian. You know, definitely keeping Paniagua in this game. He was productive, obviously, on the mound. Stouse has a lot to do with that.
The 2-1. Swung on, grounded sharply down the first baseline. This is just foul, not by much. I think Brady Whalen knew it as soon as it was hit off the bat, because he didn't really make an effort at that.
Yeah, hard hit ball, but foul there.
Shortstop Rivas, second baseman Mendoza pinched up the middle looking to turn two. Manzo from the belt, 2-2 pitch, fouled at the plate.
Yeah, Newton with a big swing there, Brian, and he's one of those guys. He's got power. He's got 3 home runs so far this season. So you got to be careful how you pitch to this guy.
He's looking for his first hit of the ball game so far. Newton 0-3 on the evening, coming in working on a 3-game hit streak. The 2-2. Breaking ball fouled straight back to the screen. Yeah, much to your point, 3 home runs on the season. All 3 of those home runs came last week against Daytona.
Yeah, he had a great series.
3 homers, 8 RBIs, 5 runs scored. He certainly put his name on the bulletin board there for Daytona. Pickoff throw to first, back safely, head first is Consigura.
I would think he put his name in the hat for Offensive Player of the Week or something.
7-for-20 he went against Daytona last week. The 2-2 yet again. Swung on, grounded foul into the Cardinal dugout along the first baseline.
Newton staying alive, doing what he does. A 2-2 count, Brian. Top of the 7th inning here.
Two runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Mets. A run on 5 hits, no errors for your Palm Beach Cardinals. The pitch. Grounded to second. This should be 2. Mendoza flips to Rivas. Down to Whalen. 4-6-3. Inning ending. Double play. That'll turn the Mets away here in the 7th. Stretch time here at the Dean. Redbirds looking to take the lead here as we head to the 7th. Brian Loftus, Walter Works on the Palm Beach Cardinal Radio Network.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m. Monday. And you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
And we're back here in the bottom half of the 7th. First pitch to Hansel Otamendi in for a called strike. One looking. New pitcher out on the mound, Ramon Gomez for the St. Louis Mets. Fastball at 96, misses high and inside. Gomez, 6 foot two, 175 pounds, a 20-year-old out of Barcelona, Venezuela, making his first appearance with the Mets so far this season. As the 1-1 runs inside, 98 right there on the gun.
Yeah, a little quit heat check right there.
See that radar gun out there?
I do. Beautiful.
The 2-1 misses wide, a little erratic out of Gomez's arm, the third pitcher so far on the evening for the St. Lucie Mets. Robert Colina started things out. Nathan Lavender came in relief of him and only allowed one run. The 3-1 misses off the plate. Leadoff base runner is aboard for the Redbirds here to start things out here in the home half of the seventh.
Ottavendi with a good eye there, Brian, getting things started for the Cardinals, getting on to first, whatever it takes, right?
Well, at this point, you just need base runners.
Yeah.
And put the onus on the Mets to maybe even make a play, as that'll bring Ryan Holgate up to the plate, 0 for 2 so far on the evening. He bats from the left-hand side. Gomez deals from the right-hand side. Works from the belt. The first pitch misses down and away for ball one. Holgate grounded out to short in the second. Grounded back to the pitcher in the fourth. This one skied back into our left, out of play.
1-1 the count now. No outs. Bottom of the second, seventh inning here, Cardinals.
A big hole in between shortstop and third. Shortstop Newton creeping up the middle. Just to the left of the second base bag, the 1-1 fouled straight back to the screen.
Trying to put this ball in play.
Holgate batting 213 so far on the season. Stands in for the 1-2, swing and a miss on the outside edge. Two-seam fastball gets him chasing. Seven strikeouts for the Palm Beach Cardinal offense tonight.
Yeah, that's a big strikeout there by Gomez, Brian, with a runner on first. And, you know, Cruz is coming up now, who's been struggling at the plate. Great pitch there, great strikeout.
At this point, you're just trying to make the hitting contagious. As the first pitch fastball runs inside to Cruz, who's 0 for 2 tonight with a pair of strikeouts.
Yeah, batting just 119 on the season, but this is a great opportunity to forget all about that, right?
Sometimes all it takes is one. The 1-0. Breaking ball right over his head.
Watch out now.
Tried to snap off the curveball that just never snapped. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes. And now this, if you're Cruz right here, you just got to pitch it. You got to hit it where it's pitched. First baseman holding the runner on. Second baseman close to the bag at second. Big hole in between first and second. This ball is grounded to second.
Oh.
Bobbled by Tillian. His only play will be to first base. And they will get the out at first. It looked like a tailor-made double play ball, but Tillian booted it.
Yeah, he bobbled it there just a little bit. So Cruz able to make contact. And look, that's good enough right there, getting the runner over to second. That's big for them.
That put the onus on the defense. Not sure if they're going to rule that an error, but, I mean, you saw it just as well as I did. That had double play ball written all over that.
All over it, Brian. We'll see how they rule it, but now they have a threat here on second, right? Gomez is well aware. Him and his catcher going over what the next couple of pitches are really going to look like. It's going to be crucial for the Mets.
We flip it over to the top of the order here. Ramon Mendoza, 0 for 2 on the evening. Does have a walk with the lone run scored. He bats from the right-hand side. The first pitch lays off the slider down in the dirt for ball one. 2-1 score. We're in the bottom half of the seventh. Looks like they're going to rule that a 4-3 putout, no error charge to the second baseman, Tillian, as the 1-0 slider comes in over the heart of the plate for a called strike one looking.
Count now 1-1 with two outs here.
Runner in scoring position, the 1-1. Ground ball, two hopper to third, easy play for Lugo. He'll throw across the diamond to Varasierta for the 5-3 putout, and the Cardinals are turned away in their home half of the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left stranded on the leadoff walk. We're headed to the eighth. 2-1 Mets.
Tom
has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we're back here for the top half of the eighth. 2-1 Mets lead. Edgar Manzo back out for his second inning of work. First pitch to William Lugo. Runs inside for ball one. From the belt, the 1-0. Tried to check his swing. He did not go around. Pitch misses low in the zone. Hitters count 2 balls and no strikes.
Yeah, Lugo with already 1 hit in the game.
The 2-0 right down the heart of the plate, dropped by Wade Stauss, but it's ruled a strike nonetheless. 2 runs, 11 hits, no errors for St. Lucie. 1 run, 5 hits, no errors for the Palm Beach Cardinals, trying to knock off the first place St. Lucie Mets here and creep back into the standings. 2-1. Fastball right down Main Street for a ball.
Yeah, that could have gone either way there.
Should have gone the other way. The 3-1. Swung on, this ball skied out. Shallow right field. Going back is the first baseman, Brady Whalen. He's calling everybody off, and Whalen will make the catch in foul territory for a big first out here in the top half of the eighth.
Nice catch for Whalen out there.
Great communication, too.
Yeah, supplying the first out there. We're at a point in the game where the Mets are going to be trying to add some insurance, right? Mm-hmm. Close this game out in the next couple innings here. And Cardinals are at the point where they're going to try to stay in the game and really turn it around in these final two innings.
Yeah, if you're the Redbirds, you just want to keep it down to a one-swing game here where you trail by one going into your final 6 outs. The first pitch to Carlos Dominguez in for a called strike one on the breaking ball. Well, Dominguez coming off a home run in his last at-bat. I'm not sure it's landed yet. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Excuse me, fouled straight back to the screen, I should say. Yeah, Dominguez now 6 home runs on the season.
Wowzers, Brian.
Yeah, leads the Florida State League. We probably won't be seeing him come August or September down here with St. Lucie. The 0-2. This ball's crushed.
Holy moly.
To the window, to the wall. This ball is gone.
Dominguez, Brian. What were we just saying?
Well, mark at 7 home runs for Carlos Dominguez on the season. It's another solo blast. He adds another insurance run to the St. Lucie Mets. It's now a 3-1 score.
Talk about insurance. That's what the doctor prescribed there for the Mets, Brian. Another home run for Dominguez. That's super impressive.
All right, well, I said August and September we probably won't see him. We might not see him in July.
Does anybody need any help now? Holy moly, this guy's on fire.
Well, 2-for-3 night for Carlos Dominguez, a pair of solo home runs. That'll bring up Justin Guerrero to the plate. He has the other solo home run, the first pitch in for a called strike one. Yet the Cardinals pitching staff has played with fire so far tonight. We're scattered around 12 hits by St. Lucie as the 0-1 comes in high.
No, offensively, it's mostly been a one-sided game, you know, a close game.
The 1-1. Breaking ball at the letters, misses high in the zone.
But to your point, Brian, when you look at the box score, you know, it looks like the Mets have just been pounding the Cardinals, but the Cardinals are able to stay in the game.
Dodging bullets, I would say. 2-1, healthy cut, swing and a miss.
And this is a team, when we talk about the Mets, that came out swinging, they came out aggressive, something that's worked for them all year.
Yeah, they lead the league in total run differential coming into tonight's ballgame. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Guerrero goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. Two outs here in the top half of the eighth. But this game certainly is not out of reach of the Palm Beach Cardinals. You just need a base runner and a blast right now.
No, the best thing that happened there was that there was nobody on base
right
when that home run happened. It's still a 3-1 game.
First pitch to Raul Barrasierta, misses down and in for ball one.
And we've seen this all year since baseball's made its return across all levels. Every team is in it till the end.
The 1-0, breaking ball, chopped foul. Right into the on-deck circle along the first base side for the St. Lucie Mets. Brian Loftus, Walter works here with you at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. 3-1 score here in the top half of the eighth in the opener of this six-game series.
Yeah, guys, hit us up on Twitter. There's a couple innings left, right? One more shout-out, Brian. Come on, something.
Yeah, why not? The 1-1. We need a rally cry from the Palm Beach Cardinal fans on Twitter. Where can they reach us?
Come on.
It's at RDC Broadcast. It's simple. Just type something in. Say hello. We'll give you a shout-out. The 2-1 comes in. Jammed him in on the hand. Skied foul territory. First base side. Whalen's going to give this a look, and he will run out of room. Scores around the Florida State League. Lakeland has a 2-1 lead over the Fort Myers Miracle along the west coast of Florida. They're in the bottom half of the fifth. Tampa Tarpons lead the Bradenton Marauders 3-1. They're in the top half of the seventh over in Bradenton. As the 2-2 comes in, breaking ball, defensive swing, just cueing it off the end of the bat as Barrasierta fighting to stay alive.
Fighting to stay alive and hoping to add maybe a big swing, some more insurance here.
Just up I-95, the Jupiter Hammerheads have a 4-2 lead against the Daytona Tortugas. They're in the top half of the fifth. Manzo winds from the belt, the 2-2 yet again. Swung on, two-hopper to shortstop. Easy play for Rivas. He'll throw across to Whalen for the 6-3 putout. And the side is retired, but not before the Mets add another insurance run via the solo home run by Carlos Dominguez, his seventh of the year. We're headed to the home half of the eighth, 3-1 Mets.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here for the bottom half of the eighth. Redbirds trying to rally here. 2-3-4 due up this afternoon. Ramon Gomez back out for his second inning of work.
Yeah, rallying is nothing that the Cardinals are not used to here throughout the season, right? Their last win coming off a 10-inning game, a walk-off there, so.
They like to make it interesting,
yeah,
that's for sure.
They can definitely make it happen, and they know that.
Tyler Reichenborn leading things off the first pitch. He lays off high in the zone, counts 1-0.
Yeah,
coach Gary Kendall knows his team is still in this one.
Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Yeah, they've only had the leadoff man aboard so far twice tonight via the walk. Once in the first, once in the seventh.
And just circling back to what we were talking about earlier, Brian, you know, when you look at the box score, you would think, man, this team should be up by more.
Yeah.
But the Cardinals have been able to stay in the game.
Well, to your point, they've hit all those home runs with nobody on base. Otherwise, this would be a much different game right here. Three solo home runs by the Mets as the 1-1 comes in high. 2-1 to Reichenborn. 2-1 pitch. Fouled right off the catcher's mask, and Osborne is going to need a moment. He's on his feet. He's walking back towards the backstop. Not sure he knows where he is,
yeah,
and they're going to check on him right now.
They're going to check on him right there. He took a ball to the head there.
He's a catcher. He seems tough back there, Drake Osborne. I know he had quite the day this past weekend over in Port St. Lucie. Rich Jarbo, who we did the broadcast with last season, he's working for Port St. Lucie, and he was on the field when Osborne had his home run and five RBI game. And Osborne, you've seen it in tennis before.
Yeah.
Where they sign the lens. So Drake Osborne hits his home run, and Rich Jarbo is over there. And Drake Osborne comes over and signs the lens the home run. Does the catcher. He seems to be all right. He's talking to Chad Westlake, the home plate umpire. Osborne kicks his manager and the head athletic trainer back to the dugout. Says, get away from me. I'm all right. I'm a catcher.
And he's that type of player, right, with the swag that you were just talking about, mm-hmm. Brian. You know he's going to stay in the game
yeah.
and keep calling this game. Come on.
His catchers are tough, man. The 2-2. Bounces in the dirt. Nice backhanded stab by Osborne. Yeah, he's all right.
Hey, he's called a great game to this point. A 3-1 game. Mets have had some good pitching.
Yeah, Redbirds need some base runners here. The payoff pitch swung on, fouled above our heads and out of play. And away from our windows.
Yeah, I was waiting for a crack or a bang there, but I think we're making progress here, Brian.
Reichenborn 1-for-3 on the evening. He singled back in the third. The payoff pitch, this ball is driven into left field. In for a base hit just in front of Stanley Consigura.
Yeah, Reichenborn is that type of hitter. He showed it there. He can put the ball where it needs to be. And with no outs, Brian, that's a big hit for the Cardinals, especially at this point of the game.
Especially with nobody outs here, you're looking for base runners. And Reichenborn coming off a hot series against Jupiter, like we mentioned earlier, 9 hits.
And here's the thing. Now you got somebody like Tavallin up. And you know he's just a big hit away from opening this game up and tying it, maybe.
Are we calling for a home run right here? The first pitch misses above the letters for ball one.
Yeah, Tavallin is one of those guys. He has power. He's got some pop at the bat. Where he's got one home run this year.
The 1-0 misses inside. Back door throw down to first base. Has Reichenborn scampering back safely in time.
Yeah, with no outs, Reichenborn does not want to mess this opportunity up for the Cardinals and Tavallin right now. Tavallin almost a 300 hitter, Brian, so you know he could put the ball in play.
Coming in batting 296 on this at-bat. Gomez set at the belt. The 2-0 misses high and wide. And this is no green light here, am I right? But make him throw you a strike.
No, you got to make him throw you a strike, maybe even two. Anything right now to put two on with nobody out.
Middle infield somewhat at double play depth as the 3-0 comes in. It's ruled an automatic strike pretty much. Looked a little high in the zone for my liking.
I thought a little high. I don't know where the strike was there.
But. Yeah. Counts 3-1. Reichenborn leads away from first. The 3-1. Swung on, broken bat, this should be two. Slow roll to shortstop. Newton Tutillian down to first, not in time. Busting it out of the box was Osvaldo Tavallin. Fielder's choice, 6-4, put out one out here in the bottom half of the eighth.
Wow, Brian, that extra effort by Tavallin to make it there in time. That whole safe call right there makes the difference right now in this inning, in this game. When you talk about momentum, I mean, it's only one out right now. They still got the runner at first. That was huge.
Well, that could be. It's deflating if that's a double play ball. You have two outs and then nobody on.
Just changes
down
everything.
By two. Here's Rivas at the plate. First pitch, he lays off low in the zone for ball one. Jeremy, 1-for-3 on the evening. He singled in his last at-bat back in the sixth. Cardinals trail by two, down to their final five outs. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball on the outer third. It's ruled a strike. Well, Rivas was able to extend his hitting streak to five games with that single in his last at-bat. The 1-1. He lays off up in the zone.
And now you got Whalen on deck. A guy that's had a hit in the game, batting 333, right? Or Wade. Wade's on deck.
Love the Wade, love the Whalen.
Yeah.
2-1. Two-seamer right over the heart of the plate. It's called a strike.
Both players, though, dangerous. And Wade, though, on deck, you know he's looking for an opportunity to make a difference here. And Cardinals definitely in position, Brian.
Tying run at the plate, the 2-2. Breaking ball runs inside. Rivas has to corkscrew over home plate to avoid being plunked on that one. Corkscrew, jackknife, throw the upper body over home plate, throw the lower body back towards the dugout. 3-2, runner goes.
Oh, there he is.
Chopped down the third baseline, backhanded stab by Lugo. Tough play, the scoop. What a play right there. Hot corner to
tough
hot corner.
Tough play there indeed, Brian.
Well, moving up to second, that's the silver lining. Tavallin moves into scoring position. But a nice short hop backhanded stab by Lugo over at third, and an even better pick by Barisierto over at first.
Yeah, talk about the pick, the pressure on him to make that pick, get that out, because that makes all the difference in the game there, Brian. But nevertheless, they're second out in the inning here.
And that ball could easily get away from him, and then it would put runners at second and third right now. But it's been a solid defensive ball game all the way around as pitching coach for the St. Lucie Mets. Victor Ramos will head out to the mound and chat things up with his relief pitcher, Ramon Gomez.
Yeah, Gomez is at a point here where he's approaching 35 pitches. And, you know, he's done his job to this point. But like you said, things could have gotten a little bit crazy there, but the Cardinals still have somebody on second. And with two outs here.
Now, this gives us a chance for a rally cry on Twitter.
Yeah,
because all
yeah,
you
we
have
need
to,
one.
If you're a Palm Beach Cardinal fan, all you have to do is type rally cry RDC broadcast, and the Cardinals will win this ball game.
Yeah, and if you're wearing a hat, you know, turn it inside out. Maybe that'll help.
Absolutely turn it sideways.
Yeah.
But you know what? We need a rally cry right now for the Redbirds. Two outs here in the bottom half of the eighth, runner in scoring position. Wade Stauss at the plate. Bats from the left hand side. The first pitch, swing and a miss.
Big time swing there by Wade. You know he's trying to go all after this one at this at-bat.
Stauss 1-for-2 with a walk so far tonight. He singled in his last at-bat back in the sixth. The 0-1. He lays off down in the zone.
Yeah, good eye there. He wants to put the ball in play for show here.
You don't need a home run, so to speak. Just keep the train rolling. The 1-1. Healthy cut, swing and a miss up in the zone. Could not catch up to that fastball right there.
Now another big swing by Wade there.
One ball, two strikes, two outs. Cardinals trail by two here in the bottom half of the eighth. The 1-2. Backdoor breaking ball never broke. Counts even at 2-2.
Yeah, good eye there by Stauss, staying in this at-bat here.
Deuces are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at second. The pitch. Fastball right down Main Street, and it completely froze Wade Stauss. Not sure what he was looking at right there as the side is retired here in the home half of the eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left stranded. We're going to the ninth here at the Dean, 3-1 St. Lucie.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds.
And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here in the ninth, 3-1 St. Lucie Mets lead. We got a new pitcher out on the mound, the third pitcher of the evening for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It'll be Ludwin Jimenez, number 18, 6'2", 165-pound, 20-year-old out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Former starter for the Palm Beach Cardinals, making his sixth relief appearance so far this season, a 1-0 record of 3.38 ERA. Eight innings pitched, only three earned runs allowed, just giving up two hits. Opponents hitting 080 against the new right-hander out on the mound as that first pitch is just a bit outside as it reaches the backstop.
Yeah, Osborne at the plate, trying to add some insurance here in the top of the ninth inning. Brian, we'll see what happens.
The 1-0 misses down and away.
Talked about him a little bit earlier. We know he could definitely make it happen on offense.
The 2-0 will plunk him right on the upper hand. May have caught his elbow right there as Drake Osborne slams his helmet down. He's not happy about that, and I think it caught him in an inopportune spot.
Yeah, they caught him there, and he's not happy about it. And we don't need any drama here, you know. But
that sounded like a caught all bone right there.
Yeah, he's not happy about it, and I wouldn't be either. That I heard that. Did you hear that hit him?
Yeah.
Pretty.
Looks to be his throwing arm for the catcher. And head athletic trainer is checking on him right now as we speak.
Yeah, nothing intentional there.
No.
You can't be happy taking a ball to the wrist there, maybe elbow there, especially as a catcher.
Yeah, and he has his right arm out. Head athletic trainer seeing if he can squeeze his hand right there to see if he can remain in this ballgame.
So, folks, while we have some time here, let's try to get one more shout-out on Twitter. Right, Brian?
Rally cry. Hello,
yeah.
Folks, at RDC Broadcast. We know you Palm Beach Cardinal fans are listening. You might be a little bit shy tonight. We're not going to embarrass you. Just give us a shout-out on the air. Love to hear from you. Love to know if your kids are going to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Here in this ballgame as the Cardinals trail 3-1. And it looks like Osborne, he's a catcher. He's going to remain in the game as he trots down
definitely.
To first base.
He's got to be a leader on that field. And
he's got two arms.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
And with no outs here, it's definitely important he stays in this game because the Mets are going to try to add some insurance and close this one out.
They've dominated offensively despite just a 3-1 ball game. Three solo home runs by the Mets so far tonight. The first pitch to the nine-hitter, Junior Tillian. Misses upstairs in the zone for ball one. Tillian 1-for-3 on the night. He singled back in the second. The 1-0. Misses wide. And Jimenez just can't find the strike zone here early on. Five pitches, five balls. Probably not how he envisioned this one. The 2-0, swing and a miss. Fastball at 96 right there, right down Main Street.
Yeah, nice throw by Jimenez.
Middle infield looking to turn two. Jimenez working from the belt, the 2-1. Two-seamer just misses off the outside edge.
3-1 now, the count. Nobody out.
You're probably not going to get the close call from umpires after throwing 6 out of 7 pitches for balls. The 3-1, this one skied out of play. First base side count runs full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, shout out to the real Vel on Twitter, the lone person who was not shy tonight. It's good work by them.
It's still early in the season, Brian. You know how it is.
This one's fouled straight back to the screen.
We get it. We get it.
We do.
It's going to be a long season, a fun season, an exciting season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Remember, folks, Wednesday through Saturday, come out to the ballpark.
We got Silver Slugger night tomorrow night. The 3-2 driven out to right center field. Going back is Cruz. He has this one sized up, and he will make the catch in shallow right center field for the first out to start things out in the top half of the ninth.
Yeah, we just got over Star Wars night here, which I heard was a blast. You know, Silver Slugger night, I can't even imagine.
Walter 1 Kenobi.
Oh, yeah.
We'll flip things back to the top of the order. Alex Ramirez, he's had a decent night so far. 4 hits and 4 at-bats. The first pitch, a healthy cut, swing and a miss.
Oh, yeah, just a decent night.
Singled in the first, singled in the second. He was picked off, trying to steal a bag. Singled in the fourth. Doubled in the seventh, was thrown out at third, trying to stretch that into a triple. As the 0-1 comes in for a called strike two looking, as the wind starts to pick up and blow some papers around.
Nice breeze.
Yeah. Need those paperweights here in the boot. Jimenez from the belt, the 0-2. Swung on, fouled at the plate. This guy's a tough out to retire at home plate, Alex Ramirez.
Yeah, and you know the way he went out last time around, Brian, he's going to want to get out of this one on the positive side of things, but he's had a great couple at bats.
The 0-2 jams him in on the hands. Fouled straight back to the backstop. Yeah, he came in tonight, did Ramirez, batting .329 on the season with his 4-for-4 night. He's upped his batting average to .363. I guess you could say that's okay.
Yeah. Not so bad, huh?
The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Beautiful changeup right there on the outside edge.
Yeah, there was a couple of pitches there that Ramirez probably shouldn't have went after. Maybe a little too anxious at the plate to try to make something else happen there. But a strikeout for Jimenez.
Here's the thing. Ramirez looks like he's going to get his hacks in one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
That'll bring up the two-hitter, Stanley Consigura, to the plate. He's going to sky this back to our left.
Hello.
Ball drops just in front of us.
Yeah, Consigura with 2 hits on the night.
The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Filthy changeup right there by Jimenez. And it looks like the right-hander has settled down after 5 straight balls to start his top half of the ninth frame. Middle infield looking to turn two. The 0-2 pitch bounces in the dirt. Nice block by Staus.
Yeah, nice block by Staus, Brian. You know, a mishap there and having a runner on second is not what they want.
Redbirds trying to keep this deficit at 2 here. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses wide.
Yeah, 2-2 now the count with 2 outs. Jimenez going to do whatever it takes to get out of this inning and put the Cardinals in position to win the game here in the ninth.
The 2-2 bounces in the dirt. They're playing a no-doubles defense to Valen, the third baseman, hugging the line over at third. Probably about 5 to 10 feet off the line. Playing behind the third base back. First baseman Whalen holding the runner on. Outfield playing straight away. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Osborne will be moving on the pitch. Here it is. Swung on, fouled above our heads and out of play.
I hear it.
Right off the roof.
I hear it, Brian.
Thunder struck right above us.
Okay, we're all safe, folks.
For now.
For now. 3-2 the count.
Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. back-to-back strikeouts to finish things off here in the top half of the ninth. Cardinals need two to tie, three to walk them off here at the Dean here in the opener of the six-game series between the first-place St. Lucie Mets and your Palm Beach Cardinals.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the ninth here at the Dean, 3-1 Mets lead. Cardinal is trying to steal one here in the opener.
What a great time tonight I've had calling the game with you, Brian.
Who's Brian?
It's been awesome.
Oh, you, my man.
Oh, all right.
You, my man.
Great time tonight.
Got a new pitcher out on the mound. The fourth pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets, Miguel Alfonseca, will take the hill. Trying to close things out here in the opener. The right-hander is getting set to face 6, 7, and 8. In the lineup. It'll be Brady Whalen, followed by Hansel Otamendi. 12, and Ryan Holgate due on this inning. Miguel Alfonseca, 6 foot, 190 pounds, the 22-year-old out of the Dominican Republic. Got some interesting numbers so far this season. We might have a chance. So you're saying there's a chance. Alfonseca appearing in his sixth game, the first pitch to Whalen. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Yeah, 5 1/3 innings pitched. Sixth game of the season, a 10.13 ERA.
Mm.
7 strikeouts, 3 walks. Opponents hitting 407. Small sample size, given that it's just 5 1/3 innings of work. The 0-1 misses upstairs.
Small sample size, but it all counts. And you know that the Cardinals have read the scouting report here. They have a chance. They can make it happen with no outs.
Well, and you know why the visit meeting of the minds already after just 2 pitches. They seem scared out there. Why? Well, Alfonseca 0-for-1 in save opportunities so far this season.
Wow.
Hmm.
Interesting. Interesting.
7 strikeouts, 3 walks in his 5 1/3 innings pitched.
So the Mets now getting back into their defensive places here.
Left side of the infield shaded up the middle, working out of the stretches. Alfonseca, the 1-1, misses inside. It's going to go all the way to the backstop. I'm not sure what the catcher just told the pitcher right there, but I'm sure it wasn't that.
No, definitely not that, Brian. I don't know.
Throw at his knees.
Watch your toes and your knees. Watch out.
Working from the first base side of the rubber from the belt, the 2-1 from Alfonseca misses down and in. If you're Whalen right here, make him throw you another strike.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, he's checking him in inside. Have a good eye here and get on base.
Alfonseca grabs the rosin bag, throws it down. He's ready for the 3-1 and the pitch. Misses wide. Leadoff base runner is aboard to start things out here in the ninth.
Exactly what they needed here. Make him throw you a strike. A good eye. Some discipline at the plate. And now the Cardinals are threatening here, Brian, in the bottom of the ninth inning. Look at that.
That'll bring up the tying run, potentially. Hansel Otamendi to the plate. 0-for-2 on the night. He did walk in his last at-bat. He bats from the right-hand side. Middle infield at double play depth. The first pitch. Swung on and fouled at the plate.
Yeah, Otamendi jumping on that pitch there, trying to be aggressive, trying to move that runner, trying to put the ball in play. Every at-bat is so important now.
Trying to get back on track as Otamendi went 1-for-13 in the series against Jupiter last week. A filthy 0-1 slider just misses on the inner half.
Changing a little direction there. Nice pitch.
Hansel batting 151 so far on the season. The 1-1. Fastball pounding the outside corner for a called strike two. Looking.
What'd that look like? 94, 95,
yeah,
huh?
Just about. Now at this point, just got to choke up and put it in play. Hit it where it's pitched. Big hole along the first base side of the infield.
Got to love that radar gun.
The 1-2. Slider misses just above the letters.
2-2 now the count.
A right-hander warming up in the bullpen for St. Lucie. In case Alfonseca runs into trouble here. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. 3-1 score. The 2-2. Bounces in the dirt. Nice eye by Otamendi.
Nice eye, and now with the count at 3-2 full here. The Mets might be looking to rush that pitcher warming up there in the pen.
If you're Otamendi, you got to be thinking one pitch, one spot. Otherwise, just keep fouling it off. The payoff pitch misses down and away. Back-to-back walks for the Redbirds to start things out here in their home half of the ninth.
Making things interesting, Brian, to say the least here, with runners on first and second and no outs.
Well, a tying run is aboard for the Cardinals. Potential winning run at the plate in the form of Ryan Holgate. We're going to have a meeting out on the mound by the pitching coach right now. Victor Ramos trotting out to the mound to talk things over with Miguel Alfonseca.
Interesting point and part of the game right now in the bottom of the ninth, with the Mets leading 3-1. Cardinals, man, doing everything that they could do, Brian, to get to this point, right? Staying in the game. They really haven't let things really blow up on them. So, bottom of the ninth inning, no outs, runners on first and second. I mean, they're in position to win this game.
They've only made three mistakes all evening, have the Cardinals. And it could have been worse had they had runners on base, but three solo home runs by the St. Lucie Mets.
Absolutely. It's not like it was a parade of all, you know, it was just those three home runs, and the Cardinals doing what they do now to stay in this game and maybe have an opportunity to take it.
Ryan Holgate at the plate, batting from the left-hand side, the first pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss as he swings over the top of it. Counts no balls and a strike. Holgate 0-for-3 on the evening. Looking for his first home run here in 2022. No better spot for it. From the belt, the 0-1. Back-to-back slider, swing and a miss.
Nice pitch there. Now the count 0-2. Maybe a double play, a strikeout here. Whatever it takes for the Mets, that's what they're thinking about.
Now, I was wondering before that at-bat if Holgate may have laid down a bunt to put the tying run in scoring position and get everybody at second and third with one out. They went away from that. The 0-2. Slider tried to check his swing. Did he go around? Yes.
Wow.
Says home plate umpire Chad Westlake. I'm not sure he did went around.
Now batting is number 5.
But either way, it's one out here in the bottom half of the ninth.
Yeah, questionable call there, but like we just mentioned, a strikeout now, maybe a double play gets him out of this game. We'll see what happens.
That'll bring up Adonsen Cruz to the plate.
Mets looking to close this one out.
Cruz 0-for-3 on the night. The first pitch, slider has him fooled, swing and a miss. Cruz a pair of strikeouts tonight. He grounded out to second in his last at-bat. He does have two home runs so far on the season. But that batting average has slipped considerably. The 0-1. Another slider. Gets him chasing down in the dirt.
Yeah, he showed up to that dance really late. Wow. 0-2 count now.
That's one of those swings. You could tell Cruz halfway through that swing he wanted that back. No balls, two strikes, one out. The pitch. Chasing at the breaking ball. Down in the dirt. Cruz is retired. Back-to-back strikeouts.
Not a good at-bat there, Brian. Not a good at-bat. Now we're down to our final out here.
Well, the silver lining for the Cardinals, we flip it back to the top of the order here. Ramon Mendoza, the leadoff hitter. 0-for-3 on the evening. He does have the lone run scored for the Redbirds. That came all the way back in the first. He represents the winning run at the plate. First pitch slider misses high and away for ball one.
And look, Miguel got off to a rocky start, but he has really turned it around here and has the opportunity now to close it out.
Whatever the pitching coach said to him certainly worked.
Nice job bouncing back there.
The 1-0. Runs high and inside. I make him throw you a strike right here. Two balls and no strikes.
Absolutely.
Unless it's fastball right down the middle and you're sitting dead red, don't swing here.
Yeah, and look, a good eye or a hit, anything like that can load the bases or bring a runner home. We'll see.
The 2-0. Breaking ball misses upstairs in the zone. Counts three balls and no strikes. 3-1 score. Leading away from second is Brady Whalen. Leading away from first is Otamendi. The 3-0. Misses low in the zone. It'll load the bases here. Oh, three walks in the inning to go along with two strikeouts.
Four straight balls, Brian. Four straight balls there.
Just how they drew it up, right?
Oh, boy.
And that'll bring the hottest hitter in the lineup for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Tyler Reichenborn, to the plate.
Tyler Reichenborn.
Two hits on the evening. He's extended his hitting streak to six games, and that's going to be all for Miguel Alfonseca as Robbie Robinson for the St. Lucie Mets will come out and take the ball from his right-hander. We're going to have a pitching change at the Dean. We're going to send you to a quick commercial break. We'll be back with a new pitcher right after this here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now we're back here in the bottom half of the ninth. Just how we drew it up. Bases loaded, two outs, new pitcher out on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets.
A lot of talking going on there on that mound. They made the decision.
That'll be Dylan Hall out on the mound looking to close things out, earn his second save on the season. The 6'5", 210-pounder out of Stafford, Virginia, 24 years old. 1-0 record, appearing in his seventh game, a 1.86 ERA. Nine hits allowed in 9 2/3 innings worked. Seven strikeouts, two walks allowed. Opponents hitting .257. He's going to have a tough task facing Tyler Reichenborn at the plate. 2-for-4 on the night. Tying run at second, winning run at first. Bases loaded from the belt. Hall delivers ground ball to third. This should do it. Lugo down to second. He takes the short route. Tillian will step on second, and that'll be the ball game as the Cardinals fall in this one 3-1. Here at the Dean. A tough one here in the opener. Three runs, 12 hits, no errors for the St. Lucie Mets. A run on six hits, no errors for the Palm Beach Cardinals. We're going to send you to a commercial break. We'll be back for a postgame right after this.
Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council. Protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we're back here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Brian Loftus, Walter Works here at the Dean. St. Lucie takes the opener of this six-game series. They improved to 15-7 on the year, having a stranglehold in first place in the Florida State League East Division. Palm Beach falls to 9-13 on the season. 3 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Mets. A run on 6 hits, no errors for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Pretty clean defensive game, a very quick game at that.
Oh, yeah, definitely, Brian. It was an exciting game from the start to finish, right? Cardinals stayed in the game. They were able to keep it interesting. Has been close games all season, a lot of the games that they've unfortunately lost. This one, still a lot of the same. But, yeah, I thought it was a great game.
Well, struggling with runners in scoring position. We mentioned this during the pregame that they come in to tonight's ballgame ranked 9th in the league in total batting average, batting at just a .205 clip. They're going to need to get better doing that because they were able to dodge some bullets tonight, keep themselves in the game, but they need to overcome it. 0-10 with runners in scoring position and 10 left on base.
Yeah, and just to circle back kind of like what I was saying before, it's been the type of season where if you add some runs and you just get some offense, right, get some offense going, maybe the next game get a little bit more, it'd be a whole different record for the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. I think tonight, though, showed that they can compete with a team like the Mets,
absolutely,
right, Brian?
Yeah.
Definitely. I think that showed a lot tonight.
So who's your Roger Dean Chevrolet player of the game tonight?
Well, Brian, after a lot of thought,
take much,
but not really. I would have to go with, man, the young Carlos Dominguez, 22 years old, putting the power to the bat, right, living up to that hype because he had a great series, the last series,
yeah,
right, and just really picked up that same pace in this series. What, 2 home runs?
Did he break any windows out there in left field?
Oh,
I'm not sure.
Man, that walk to the car is going to be interesting, Brian. I think we're okay though, but 2 home runs. He was 2-for-3, right? Adding to that batting average now of .273, he's becoming a solid hitter for these poor St. Lucie Mets.
Now, I got to give, you know what, I'm a homer right now, but you know what, he kept his team in the ballgame, and he hasn't been able to get any luck despite his phenomenal ERA. He did have 2 mistakes tonight, but you know Juan Paniagua, he falls to 0-2 on the season, 6 solid innings, 9 hits scattered, 2 mistakes tonight, and those were 2 long balls. The home run by Justin Guerrero in the second, and the home run by Dominguez in the 5th. 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 5 strikeouts, 2 walks. His ERA skyrockets to 2.33, which is still a solid ERA.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Yeah, the Cardinals just need to come up with timely hitting. in these ball games coming up. Otherwise, you know, they're going to keep slipping. But Nate Lavender picks up the win. He improves to 3-1 on the season. Enohan Paniagua takes his second loss of the season. He falls to 0-2. Dylan Hall picks up his second save for the St. Lucie Mets here in the opener of this six-game series. We'll be back with you tomorrow night, 6:30 start, 6:20 pregame show here with the Palm Beach Cardinals at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. For Brian Loftus, Walter Works, my man, solid night tonight.
Hey, man, I had a lot of fun, Brian. It's been great. You're awesome. I love what you do with the Ejected podcast, and it was a lot of fun. I can't wait to do it again. And great pick, right? Paniagua giving the Cardinals some hope. He can keep them in this game. We'll see what happens next time. It's been a lot of fun, folks.
It's been good. For Brian and Walter, thank you for joining us here on the Palm Beach Cardinal Radio Network. See you tomorrow, 6:20 sharp.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple